Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta get my buzz back. Uh-huh. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. Yeah. They could never stop me. That's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. Crazy. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the fed. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the boss is me, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or LA, it's a swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver holds six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Elijah with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Ron Terry, who actually won first place in the Under Lock and Key Entertainment Back to the Basic Act 2 Artist Competition. After Ron Terry, we had one of the biggest comedian promoters on the scene, Robert D. Cruz, and he let us know what was going on with him and the big event that he got going on, Comedians versus Promoters Basketball Tournament. After Robert B. Cruz, we had minister, author, Lisa Dixon, and she let us know what was going on with her book, Free, that's actually hitting the nation real hard. To hear last week's archive, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace to check out the archive. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Jimmy Wright with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming artist Destruct in the building. He was actually the third-place winner in the Under Lock and Key Entertainment Back to the Basics Act 12 Artist Competition. And we're going to be playing his smashing single, Restore Order. And when I say this kid is fire, he's fire. Believe me, he's fire. No game plan. After Destruct, we have one of the biggest DJs that's in the music scene hitting them hard, DJ Alamo. And we're going to talk to him, and he's going to let us know what's going on with him and his thing as a DJ, doing what he do from Philly, because that's where he's from, putting it down, and let us know what's going on with them out there. And for our special guest appearance, we have Ninja Patterson, CEO of Midwest Music Production. We're going to be talking to her. We're going to be talking to the president of Midwest Music Production as well. We got the artist coming on from that label, Amora. We're going to be playing their singles. We're going to be putting it down tonight. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
And it's butter, baby!
Share my love, girl, come over here and get
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace Love and Entertainment. What's actually going on tonight? We're going to have a switch up. I was just informed Jimmy Wright can't join us for this evening with his general question, but we do have a replacement, which is Carmella. Carmella, excuse me. Carmella, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay. And how are you? I really want to thank you for filling in for Jimmy at
not
such
a problem.
Short notice.
I'm not a problem at all. Happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. And I'll tell you it's an honor, and I really do appreciate it.
No problem.
Come up.
Yes.
What is your topic for this evening? Let's get right into it.
Okay. In a relationship, who can forgive quicker, man or woman?
In a relationship, who can forgive quicker, man or woman?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're going to get right into it. All right, everybody. Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Carmella's question. I stay on the line to hear the show. Well, me personally, I would have to say it would definitely be, wow. Ooh.
I feel like in that situation, it would be dependent on the individual.
Yeah.
You know, because you have some men that can forgive, you know, and they bow down, and you have women, you know, us women are most of the time very emotional. So, you know, a lot of people would say the woman would forgive quicker, but you have just as many men that will go as well, you know.
I don't know. I'm going to need some time to think about that one for a minute. We actually have a caller on the line. We have Rita on the line. Hello, Rita.
All right.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rita.
What is the topic for this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, I heard the topic.
What's your point of view on it?
I say women.
Women?
Yeah, I say women. Women are quicker to forgive than men.
And why would you say that?
Because
not
women,
because you're a woman, right?
No, not because I'm a woman. Just saying because in a relationship, women, well, just in general, women are very emotional.
Right.
You know, it's rare to find, you know, a guy that is as emotional as a female.
And they're not going to give in as quick as a female either.
Right. So I think women are quicker to forgive. I don't know if you can forget, but you can. I think women are quicker to forget.
Well,
because they're going to do their crying, and then, you know, it's basically a done deal, you know. But it's going to be in the back of her head, like, you know, hey, he did X, Y, Z.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, he will forgive.
Yeah,
I think
she will forgive
on.
Quicker.
I think, I'm sorry to say, but I got to
say women.
Is this just because y'all just female? Because nowadays you got a lot of sentimental men out here, and they
where?
Just like, you know.
Where?
Can you
introduce
me to some?
Here. You know, some men actually bringing out their sensitive side now. You know?
Hi, Rich Money. Can you introduce me to some of them?
On TV, they bring out their sensitive side, but for the most part, women are very emotional. I mean, a woman will start crying in a minute.
A heartbeat. You're not going to see a man crying too quick unless he's, like, going to the left.
I mean, come on, look at Michael
That's
Ramsey
right.
from Little House on the Prairie. That guy was always
See,
crying.
you talk about
this, Little House on the Prairie.
No, yeah, y'all just messing with y'all on that one.
You know what, come on now. I'm mad you even went all the way back that far.
Right, he could have came up with Housewives or somebody on Jerry Springer. He talking about some Little House on the Prairie.
Right, but you know, Arishmana, you know that women are very emotional. And, you know, with women being so emotional, they'll cry in a minute, you know, and they're quicker to say. And if the person has a family, you know, people are quicker to say, okay, well, let's try and save the relationship because of the family, you know, and that's usually the woman to me.
That's true.
You know, and that's and not just because I'm a female. You know, I know a lot of females, and I just think it's I think it's women.
Well, you know, and I'm gonna have to agree with you, Rita, because
right.
I mean I've been there, done that. But you know, after a while, that woman also gets tired of forgiving her. You know.
Exactly.
We keep quiet.
Y'all know what? Y'all need to just hold on, please. We have another caller on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Another female.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. The topic is who will forgive quicker, women or men?
In a relationship, who can forgive quicker, man or woman?
Okay. I would say the woman.
Of course you're going to say the woman.
I know we'll hold that gripe longer, but I know we'll forgive quicker.
True.
I agree.
I agree 100% with you. And,
yeah.
And what is your reason? Which I didn't get your name.
My name is Annie from Long Island.
Okay. Well, what is your reason for saying that?
Well, in my experience, I can remember plenty going wrong and being the first one to say, you know, it's okay, we gonna get through it. And then same thing. It's okay. We're gonna get through it. But let me do something wrong.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm talking about.
So see, Rich Money.
Y'all know. Y'all need to just cut it out.
Okay, but are you gonna cry about a situation? Would you cry about a situation?
He doesn't even sound like he's emotional.
I know. He sounds like he's just so hardcore.
It depends on the situation.
Okay, if she has messed up or, you know, like did something wrong, are you going to sit there and get emotional and cry about it? Like, babe, why did you do this? Oh, babe,
you're making it sound like, okay, well, you know, the guy is going to be all boo-hoo. No, you know, it's a certain way guys do it, you know?
All right, so I have a question for Rich Money.
Okay.
I have a question for him. Rich Money?
Yes?
All right, you do sound very, you know, rough and hardcore. So I'm
going
to ask
you,
when is the last time that you cried?
The last time I cried.
In a relationship, something.
Oh, okay, okay. Get it specific now.
That's right.
What you said was the last time I cried.
In a relationship. Yes, in a relationship.
I really can't answer that because I felt like each time, you know, in a relationship, it wasn't nothing that, you know, a situation where that actually gave me that feeling to cry. I wouldn't say I wasn't upset.
Okay.
You understand?
All right, so since you came with that answer, which I knew that was going to be your answer, because when you said, that right there told me that you haven't cried lately in a relationship, okay. But, okay, are you in a relationship, Rich Money?
Excuse me?
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and when's the last time that your mate has
significant
cried?
Other.
Yeah, when's the last time?
When was the last time what?
Your lady, your significant other cried.
Your lady, you know, has cried.
She cried?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a question I can't answer because I don't know.
So you haven't done anything wrong to make her cry?
It depends on what she cried for.
In a relationship.
Yeah, but she can cry if they're happy.
Okay, so when's the last time she cried?
Have you gave her a reason to cry? If that's the case,
she might be crying every day. So my goal is to keep her happy.
Oh, so you're that good? You're saying you're that good to her?
Yeah.
Wow. You're a hell of a man.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Very rare.
Yeah.
Very
rare.
I know she's a happy female.
very rare. If,
are you saying that because she may
happy.
Be listening? Or Rick, money.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hello. Just to help it out though. Okay. He had mentioned that the last time, you know, he mentioned Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie, right?
Right.
Okay. But what about the What about the best man in the movie The Best Man? Okay, he cried. When he was walking up to the altar and he was having them flashbacks about his soon to be wife with his friend.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, see, I brought it up lately, you know, recent. Not from like 1950 or anything, you know.
So, Rich Money, what about that one?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that one because, you know.
Oh, you don't want to hear it? Or is it that
no,
you
I didn't hear it. Go ahead. Stay. But before I ask, I want to bring on another caller, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right.
Hi.
Hello. How was everyone tonight?
Okay. Good. And that's another female, Rich Money.
Yeah, I see. I know some guys better call on Zoom because I had a guy guest, and you know that's why I thank you for coming on. And he kind of like shouted out, "What is it, Lady Night on Friday or something?"
Always. Caller, did you hear the topic?
Actually, I didn't hear. I heard bits and pieces of the topic. I did not hear the whole topic.
Okay, the topic is, in a relationship, who can forgive quicker, man or woman?
Oh, wow. I had to think about that for a minute, but I'm going to say a woman could.
You know why.
What are you saying? Who was that?
That's the host saying that because he don't have any other dons to back him up.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to back him up on that because he's not going to admit that he cries.
Oh, okay. I think that the women were forgiven naturally anyway.
That's what we're saying and telling him.
So, in other words, you want to sit here and say y'all want to always forgive first.
We do.
We're not going to say always. We're just going to say where most likely women are emotional, you know. And
not nowadays.
You know, yeah, they are. They have that hidden underneath their shell. They just won't let you see it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Not nowadays.
Right.
Women are not.
Same way how the man
nowadays.
Isn't
going to
cry in front of you over watching a TV show or something like that, you know.
I think women are more nurturing to any type of situation.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know what?
Rich Money, you couldn't even answer it from the start. You said, I have to think about this. So come on now.
Yeah, because you know why you have to think about it? Because nowadays, y'all, you got these rough females out here.
I'm going to say it like this.
I ain't going to say rough. I'm going to say you have a lot of females out here that's really, like, independent now.
Okay.
So they don't really need that.
You know what? I disagree
You have a lot of females that's doing for themselves. So for them to be so emotional, they're not like they was back before.
Okay. But doing for yourself is that's you doing.
Now, listen to me. If you're in a relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
The female. And they doing most of the job. Because you got a lot of females out here now that got these dudes that just laying down, sitting on the couch, ain't doing nothing, don't want to do nothing, ain't trying to do
nothing.
That's
true, too.
Because they don't got to the fact that they got what they want, and they piping it down, right? And a female's going to give them what they want. So a guy, not saying that they really act like that, but you got some guys that will just show that they sensitive just to get over. Mm.
Well, he's a really good actor, then.
Because it's not going to make it right with me.
Okay, but with his statement that he made, a woman being very independent, that woman being independent is one thing. that is with, you know, how she handles her business. But that has nothing to do with the emotional state of mind. Being emotional is a feeling. So, therefore, that really has nothing to do with it, though. You know, and the man that's, and the man that's laying at home watching TV, playing video games, that's not a man. That's a child.
That's a little boy. He's a boy in a man's body.
And what type of independent woman do you know? Independent woman,
I'm going to say. What?
That's going to have a man at home.
I know independent women like do that.
They're not very independent. Well, I feel for them. I'm going to pray for them.
Well, exactly, because they're crazy.
They have their own already, so they're not worried about what, you know, they probably just got that man down. It could have been a long-term relationship. The stuff could be good. You understand? You can't say you feel sorry for them.
No, I do feel sorry.
The majority of women out here now have a man sitting on their couch that's independent.
I disagree with that. Listen, they don't got them there.
It ain't like they gotta have them there.
Then they wouldn't
have them there. You understand? You gotta realize, if a woman is independent, have her own, and she wants that man there, she's gonna keep him there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but not for nothing. Until she really
reach that peak, it's gonna take a while.
No, but you know what?
Sometimes it does take a while, but there's a lot of layers to it. We're very nurturing, like I said, we put up with a whole lot of stuff that men wouldn't put up with. I agree. To help with rich money.
Okay, rich money. I hear you. Believe me, my brother, I hear you. But part of being independent is handling your own stuff and not needing a man. So therefore, when you are independent, you do what you got to do.
You can't say an independent woman don't need a man.
You don't need a leash.
You can't say an independent woman don't need a man.
And when you go to work in the morning, you look at the leash laying there, or he's up playing the video game.
No, that's not very independent. You can't say an independent woman doesn't need a man.
I can't, because it's my opinion, Rich Money.
No, I'm saying she has the right to have her own opinion.
Right.
No, I agree. Everybody has the right to their own opinion.
Rich Money, you can't even tell us the last time your female cried.
Because I don't make her cry.
So you don't have to make her cry.
Okay.
Like you say, she could cry for
I don't make her cry. If she cries, I try to. Listen. And if she do cry, I will try my best to stop the tears. Because one thing I don't like is for my female to cry. But now, when was the last time you cried?
Yesterday.
Are you in a relationship?
What's that?
Okay, so how could you cry?
Now listen, let me tell you what you just said. Wait a minute.
No, there's no just kidding. So what you did, you asking a question about a relationship that you haven't cried on, but you cried yesterday when you wasn't in a relationship?
No, I'm just kidding. I am in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Things do get hectic.
Uh-huh.
You know, absence, you know, they say absence make the heart grow fonder. I don't agree with that all the time either. Because absence can make you wonder and make you cry and make you emotional. Because
you know
you're
what
gonna
that is?
Wonder
that, you know what that is?
What?
That's distrust. You don't trust
the
person.
Okay, you could have that. No, I disagree.
Ain't no absence going to make you cry or whatever. Yes.
Yes, it will.
I got a question.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. What's your
question?
How many times does a man have to make his woman cry? How many times?
It shouldn't be no limit to a man making his woman cry unless it's happy tears. You understand?
Yeah,
now,
but
if he constantly keep making her cry, then it's
a problem.
That's a bad thing. You don't constantly make a woman cry.
Okay, but not for nothing. Crying, a female or a male can be crying because of something that happened. They could cry because of something that's said. Necessarily, you don't have to make them cry. You know, even in a relationship, when you're, you know, overwhelmed or you feel stressed, you might shed a couple tears, you know. But
that's
it's not
right.
because that person is making you unhappy. It just means you're overwhelmed. You're going through a lot. Your brain is overloaded, you know. So, therefore, it really doesn't, to me, it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the man making you cry.
And, right. and she may
I
not
wish
speak
my man
out
would
it.
Make me cry. We're going to have a problem.
Right. But I'm saying she may not even speak out on it to him why she's crying. You know, she could be fed up with a lot of things, but that's not a good
right.
thing either, because at the end of the day, she could end up flipping the script. You know, like the song goes, 5 o'clock in the morning, just getting in. Hey,
okay.
I wish my man was trying to come home at 5 o'clock in the morning, or we gonna have a problem.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
What are
y'all talking about now?
I wish he
now
would.
Now y'all gonna get upset because the man coming at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what that
I didn't
is?
Get upset. When I said
the man
was
goes out with his boy.
Because nothing is open.
How many times do you come in at five o'clock in the morning?
Okay, let me explain it to y'all. Now, okay, I can see me going out with the boys and me coming in. But yes, if it's a constant thing, then yeah, you're right. But don't say and it's not open at 5 o'clock in the morning, because
oh,
there is spots in New York you can find a lot of spots.
I said the strip club is open.
No, a woman's legs.
That's the only thing that's open at 5 o'clock in the morning.
You got in New York, you know how many things is open? You know how many open overnight spots is open in New York? That's actually clubs and lounges.
Now you know, even in New York, the club closes at 4.
Now somebody just said only thing open is what
closes at 4?
It's the gas
you know,
station and a woman's legs.
No, that's not the only thing open.
Let me ask
you.
Wait.
See, I'm from New York. Now, when people go out in
New
York,
too.
They actually leave the club at about 4 something in the morning. 4 o'clock, the club closes out here. Then you got diners that's actually open all night.
But you got your woman at home, so you need to have your happy
So why would you be out there?
No. You got to realize.
Exactly.
I think you have to be secure.
In a relationship.
Exactly. There you go.
You have to be secure in a relationship.
I'm not
going to
deal with my man coming
in
at 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right, this is something that we're going to agree.
Can I say one thing?
We're going to agree to disagree with this one, because I'm very secure in my relationship, and I'm just saying I wish my man would try and come home at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't have
anything
to do with me thinking that he
actually.
Can I say one thing?
You know what y'all trying to do? Y'all trying to give a grown person a curfew, and you can't
do that.
No,
that's not what we're saying. You're not paying attention.
That's
not what we're saying. My opinion on that.
Just like females, when females go out. You go out with your girlfriends, you have fun, et cetera, et cetera, whatever. And if you're having a ball, you're not thinking about the time.
You're not
you're not going to be with your girlfriend and be like, oh, man,
it's
2 o'clock. Let me have
your
ticket home.
Thing.
You're
not
going
to
do that. So if you're not sitting there and you're telling me you're going
to
do that, then
it's
a respect thing.
That has nothing to do with being insecure. Because I'm very insecure in my relationship. I'm a very secure female. But I'm just going
to
say that that has nothing to do with it. It's a respect thing. It's about respecting
your
mate.
I agree with you, Kim.
You know,
Rita.
To me, that's my thing. It's a respect. I'm very secure. In everything I do, I'm very secure. But that's respect to me. I'm sorry.
I agree with her 100%.
I'm going to ask all y'all questions, right? I'm going to ask this one question. I want all y'all to answer. Okay? You're in a relationship. It's your man's birthday. He goes out with his boy. They having a good time. He tells you he's going out. he comes back in around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, you're going to have an attitude?
No,
I will not
have an attitude
about that.
Him.
I will not have an attitude.
I'm going to be with him.
What do you mean you're
going to
be with him? He was his boy.
If it's his birthday. No. We're going to be together if it's his birthday.
You got a real, even if it's his birthday, he could be with you, but still, he was his boy.
No.
Can I say something, Rich? Can I say one thing? Just touch on something real quick. Can I say something? Okay. My thing is, there's no. I see, it's just my opinion, when you're in a relationship and you have somebody that you guys are tight, and you're in a relationship, and this is just maybe a one-time thing, once-a-year type of thing. I'm not talking about every weekend, all that type of stuff. I have no problem, none whatsoever, with my boyfriend going out, hanging out with his boys just one time or two times a year or whatever, hanging out with his friends. I have no problem with that.
Two times a year?
All right, now can I have a quick question?
Okay. 365 days in a year. So I don't know, 365 days. You want him to go out twice?
No, that's okay. Even with what she's saying, not for nothing.
No, if he's gonna hang out at that type of the morning or whatever, I don't see anything wrong with that. When he makes it,
you're putting stipulation on how many times he can do it.
No.
How are you gonna do that? If you're gonna say, okay, babe, you know what? It's all right for you to come home after 5 o'clock in the morning. You can't say, oh, well, it's okay if it happens twice, but that's it. You can't say that because you're putting stipulations on it. I'm letting my man know from the jump. Listen, babe, I understand you going out. Go ahead, have a good time, whatever the case may be. I don't have to tell him, okay, you better not walk your behind in here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
I don't have to tell him that. That's a respect thing. I would not do that in a relationship. If you're single, I remember my single days, I came home when the sun was up, okay? So therefore,
in your single days.
Exactly, but I'm in a relationship.
I'm just saying, I disagree, and this is my opinion.
Yes,
it's not
do
like
that.
He does
it's not
that
about
all the time. It's not like an all the time
thing.
About
no. So let me ask you, you see all those people
I don't
that
see anything wrong with that. Just me. I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with that in my eyes. I don't think
okay,
it might be somebody else, but not mine.
No, but what you're saying is you don't have a problem with it, but it should only happen two times. So you do have a problem.
Okay.
If it happens
yes,
more
you
than
did,
two times,
yes. What I was trying to say is that your man, my man, needs to have an outlet besides looking at me all the time once a year.
I can't agree with you on that one.
Me either.
I'm sorry.
Because
like
you know
you
what?
Said,
I'm
about
gonna spice
respect.
It up.
It's about
I'm
respect.
I'm gonna spice it up. Now that's a respect thing, and not for nothing. If your
now,
man
see,
is tired of looking
it's about
at
respect.
You,
now, like I said,
I agree with you. It's not even about respect. It's just if
it's
they
not
were
about
doing
respect.
It all the time.
You understand? If it's not done all the time, it shouldn't be a problem. See, y'all may be talking about, I don't want your man to come in at 5 o'clock, period, if he do maybe once. No, you can't stop a grown person from coming in and out. Now, if it's a constant thing, then yes, it's a problem.
Then it depends on the individual. It depends on the individual. It depends on the individual. It depends on the individual because your girlfriend
you
says, okay,
that because, right,
no, I am going to say that because that's my opinion.
I'm explaining to you. If that's what that person's been doing, okay, if you met that person at 4:35 o'clock in the morning and you know they go out, and you put yourself in that situation, then
if
you
your girlfriend
understand
doesn't mind,
that man,
that's on her. I'm just saying
exactly.
For me and I'm just saying for me and my man, to me, be a lack of respect.
That's what I'm saying.
Your relationship, exactly. And your relationship is different.
Absolutely.
But my relationship, I'm just saying I'm not having it. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. I'm not.
Well, you know what?
And I'm not
going to
deal with
it. I'm sorry to say, y'all ladies is going to be in a world of trouble.
No, we're not.
Because
you got to
realize, some dudes, in a relationship, you need space. You got to have space in a relationship.
That's true. But not
that
damn 5 o'clock in the morning.
You can't stop a person from going out.
We didn't say stop them from going out. It's a limit to when and how you do it. you know,
okay.
5
okay.
o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I agree.
Why are
I agree
you
with
out
the
till 5
it's
o'clock in the morning?
How you do it. I agree with that, too. Absolutely, yes.
5 o'clock
that's
in the morning, why
yes.
are you still out if you know that
okay.
I'm at home waiting for you?
No, what do you mean waiting for you? You're waiting because you're expecting to go to sleep.
No, no. I may go to sleep.
Yes.
But
go
you
to
may
sleep.
Come
why
in and you may not be able to wake up
know,
once
you
come in at 5
o'clock. Partying. Listen, if you know your man is out partying and he's having fun, you don't know whether he's going to come home and he just might want to get, like, freaky with you and wake you up. You sitting there waiting for him to come in so you could try to pull a guilt trip on him or something. That's what you're doing.
No.
Yeah, that's what
listen,
I think.
Colin,
yeah.
I'm going to freak everybody to sleep right now. My long-term boyfriend, his friend was having a bachelor party, and he told me, he's like, hey, you know what, we're going to the city bar. I gave him $41 bill to say I had a good, have a good time. Yes, I did. And he had a good time with that.
Exactly, see. And see, that's what
no,
I mean. Some
it's about the trust and all that stuff. Not all the time. Not
okay.
all the time.
There
not
are
like
some,
that.
Not, not
there
all
are
the time.
Some,
not all the time. Not
there
all the time.
There are some
no.
guys that can be trusted like that, you know, but I don't know many of them. I don't
right.
know many of them.
Exactly. You know, because my thing is,
unfortunately,
if you're coming in at 5 o'clock, we need to be coming in together at 5 o'clock.
No, no, you can't do that.
I don't think anything wrong with that once in a while, not all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, once in a while.
All the time. I know.
You're making it sound like every time you go, every time the man go out.
No, 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 not every time he go out.
I have a question.
And like I said, 5 o'clock, that's just a bit much. If you're leaving home at 8, 9 o'clock, what the hell are you doing coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning?
First of all, who's going to go out with their boys at 8 or 9 o'clock? The normal time in New York. Let me put it like this. You got to realize, every town is different. New York is different from Jersey. Jersey is different from downtown. Downtown is different from Philly. All that's different. So, in New York, people out here don't normally go out till about 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. So, when you come back in at about 4 or 5, that's only three to 4 hours you've been out.
Three to four of my
can I ask a question?
Can you count?
You know what?
Question.
I said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my question is, in a relationship, when is it the right time to need space?
The
thank
right
you.
Time to need
good
space.
Question.
Okay, you want me to ask you that? You want me to answer?
I think you had mentioned Rich Money.
All right.
That
do
you
want me to
relationship.
Answer? Would you like for me
can
to answer?
Can I finish Rich Money, please?
But I
you said in a relationship, if I heard you right, you said in a relationship, you know, the individuals, you know, need space. So that's that. I think it was you. That's why I have a question about
okay,
that.
And I was going to answer your question. You said when is the right time, right?
Yeah, when's the right time?
Okay, and I was going to answer it. And you telling me, oh, wait, but you want to go on another subject before I answer the first one. So let me answer the first one.
That's
and then
I'll mean.
It's one question. It's one question. I was confirming that you're the person that made that question. That's
he's mean,
yeah.
Rita.
Pay attention, Rich Money.
He's mean.
I know exactly what I'm saying. I was going to answer your question.
Okay, so answer the question
then,
please.
I was going to answer about, oh, I got another question.
Okay, so answer the
question.
Let
me answer your first question, and then I'll answer your
next question.
There's
only one question if you paid attention.
No, I paid very good attention, but you answered one. Don't have me have my football up. I'm going to cut you off because I don't like questions on my line.
I one question. The one question that I asked you, you're saying you answer one
okay.
question first.
Now, the
switchboard operation.
When you realize in a relationship that God, when you realize in a relationship that it's just a lot of tension going on, and it's a lot of argument going on, that's when you choose to give somebody a space. All right, well, you know, go out for a little while with your people. Go out with your boys. Go out with your girls. Have fun. You don't keep crying in that relationship like that. That's the best time to have space. You understand? Because if you keep crying it in, are you going to listen? If you keep crying
I'm trying
in
to understand.
That,
I'm driving. You broke up a tad bit, so I know it's my phone. But
okay.
And it's a,
well,
when it's a
when,
problem.
When you're in a relationship, and you keep crying at each other, and then you get to that tension, and then you start arguing, and then it comes to the point where nothing is being said, you need space. Go out for a little while. All right, listen, I'm going to go out with my girl. I'm going to go out with my boys. Give yourself that space. You understand? Go out for a little while. Relax. Get yourself together. Then when you come back home, you know, it should be different. You understand? For the simple fact is, you got that space to sit back by yourself, and they got that space to be with who they want to be with. Where you laughing at? I'm serious. That's
I'm laughing.
I'm laughing because
in a relationship, communication is very important. So to me, if communication is very important, why would you suggest that your mate goes out with her friends when you guys are having problems? Don't
because,
you want to talk about the problem first and then
go out? Now you're throwing on something else.
I'm trying to understand what you said. No, you said when there's a problem in a relationship, when it's, you know, when you guys are talking or arguing too much.
What I said to you was, you asked me when was the right time for space. That was your question. That's
and
the question I
answer?
Answered.
You said when there's a problem.
Oh, my gosh. No. You wasn't listening.
Your
phone is breaking up too much. Because you wasn't listening. Your phone is breaking up too much.
Can I say one thing on what you said?
Okay, all right. So do me a favor then. If you can answer the question. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You still didn't answer my question.
If you guys are arguing and there's a problem and the male decides to go out because there's a problem with his woman, and he says that he's just going to go out. I disagree with that because I don't think that, this is just my opinion, that because you got into it with your girlfriend or wife, that you're going to use the outlet to go out. I disagree with that. I totally disagree with that.
Okay, so then I heard him say, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I was trying to understand what he said.
That, you know, when you're in a relationship and, you know, there's a problem or you guys are arguing, you know, too much or whatever the case may be, then, you know,
Listen to what I said. I didn't understand what they said. Lady, hello, excel for me.
You're telling me I didn't understand what you said, but I understood you because the caller just translates the same thing and said you disagree with what you said.
What I said was,
I was responding to what you said. You said, when is the best time to give space in a relationship? I said, if you got a lot of tension going on and you arguing and y'all not saying nothing to each other, go outside for a little while. Then when you come back, things will be better. Give that person, if you got a person that y'all got tension going on and y'all trying to communicate at that specific time when y'all both mad, it's not going to work.
Okay.
So one person needs to go
out,
get yourself together.
Or are you going to hang with your friends? There's a difference now.
Well, he said go with your friends.
I said go with your friends,
right.
Go outside. I said both of them.
Go out with your girlfriend, your guy friend.
That's what I said.
Okay, ladies, did I hear him wrong? Is that what he said? I mean, right now
he's
just
going out. That's what he said. Hello? Going outside is good, but going out with your friends and getting in an argument, I'm just saying that's not cool, but that's
not my opinion.
That's just my opinion.
Well, I think in
because it's going to create more problems.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point
that
I was making with that, is that the question was, when is it a good time for space? And if I heard him correctly, he was explaining that, you know, when there's too much tension and there's problems, you know, then the female should go out with her friends and the guys go out with her, you know, with their friends. And then when they come back, but my concern is, to me, you're pushing them out into a club scenery then, where there's multiple people out there where you're pushing, you're pretty much saying, all right, there's tension, we can't communicate.
Do you?
You know what? Do you, I'm going to do me.
Exactly.
You know, that's
exactly.
Why I said, when is it a good time? Full space.
It's
like
not
that.
A good time.
All right, ladies, could y'all please hold? I have another caller on the line.
They ain't going to go to a caller.
Oh, caller, are you there? I'm in the building.
Oh, it's a dude.
Oh, my God.
It's a Don.
Okay. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yeah, I heard them trying to back you down, brother.
Yeah, you know what? You know, they're not understanding. So give your point of view on this topic.
break the whole topic down before I elaborate.
In a relationship, who can forgive quicker, man or woman?
Men.
Oh,
you know what? You heard it, and that's why you came in.
No,
about
I didn't, because.
Thank you.
Hold up. Y'all had a long time to debate this. Y'all had a minute to debate this. So now, and I have the floor.
I'm quiet. Go ahead. I'm quiet.
Because usually women take all that stuff very personal. Guys don't take it as personal as women. So as soon as it's over, we move it forward. Y'all still lingering with that shit because men might have said something, that offended you or was it said in a proper text, and y'all still holding on to that shit. While a man done moved on, forgot about it, he's ready to fucking kiss and make up. But y'all still harboring on the fact that he said something in the wrong tone, or his voice was raised, or he might have called you a name out of anger, and y'all can't move forward. That's a women's issue. And y'all got to own that. And if y'all can't own that,
would be the woman forgiving then. With everything you just said, that would be the woman forgetting.
No, I said the man.
I
said the man.
But with what
Listen.
You just explained, you're pretty
Listen.
Much saying that the men will forget and want to kiss and make up. The women will hold on to it. So
right.
women will forgive but not forget, and men will forget. You just explained
if you
the
not,
whole
if you not, if you didn't, if you didn't forget it, you didn't forgive.
That's not true. That's
says
not
a woman. Says
That's
a woman.
True. That's not
says
true.
A
you
woman.
Forgive, you just don't forget. Come on now.
Then you ain't forgive if you can't forget.
I can forgive you for doing me wrong, but I can't forget that you did me wrong.
Yeah, listen, let me tell y'all women something.
This is a woman basher. I can tell. I can hear it in his voice.
Let me tell
That's
you women
bad
something.
Women.
Listen.
We hear you.
Every fucking saying is not accurate.
You gotta watch the mouth.
Oh, excuse me. Every saying is not accurate. That saying, forgive and don't forget, that's a bunch of crap.
What you
exactly.
said right now is
break it down.
You just
break it
explained
down, my brother.
A woman forgiving
I
but the men forgetting. It is.
Can't
Come on
down,
now.
My brother. Break
you
it down.
You can't. You cannot forgive.
Men.
You can't Say forgive if you can't forgive if you are not willing to forget.
No, you can't ask me to forget it. You can ask me
is
to forgive
this
you, homie? But you can't ask me to forget. That's the difference. You can't tell my mind to forget it, but you can ask my heart for forgiveness. Come on, and that's
okay.
not a thing.
That sounds good for women.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yo, this explains why chicks cannot get a dude. Because y'all
you
don't listen.
Right.
Y'all
don't
listen.
You
real?
Can't believe the
now,
stuff that's coming out your mouth right
minute.
Now.
I want to bring in, wait. I want to bring in one more caller. Because we are running out of time. But I want to bring in one more caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Right here, baby. What's going on? What's popping, Frosty?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. Now I got some dudes on the line. You know, we're running out of time. We got a couple of minutes left because I do have another segment to go to. But did you hear that caller? Did you hear the topic for this evening?
No. What's the topic for this evening?
The topic is, in a relationship, who can forgive quicker, man or woman?
A man.
There you go. You know what?
Oh, my God. A man will forgive quicker than a woman. They will forgive. They will tell you they forgive, but they don't forgive. As soon as you have another argument, that comes right back up.
Right
for
back.
For a woman.
Right
for a woman,
back.
Though, right? Or for a man?
Right back up.
For a woman or for a man? For a woman, it comes right back up.
Yeah, y'all will bring the top. Y'all will bring it right back up to the top. Y'all will bring it right back to the top.
Exactly.
Right
so
to
that's
the
just a woman.
Huh? Hold up.
Yo, she gonna check. She gonna switch everything for a woman. You're not that smart. We are to you.
Look,
but
I'm
have your way.
I'm going by.
Not that smart. We are to you. But go
wrong.
Ahead. Try it anyway.
No. Okay. What she said, caller. what you explained was the men is what your answer was. You said that the men will forgive quicker, right?
Yeah, men will forgive quicker.
All right.
Y'all act like y'all forgive. Y'all say y'all forgive, but y'all don't act like it.
So women are quicker to forgive, but they don't forget. Women are quicker to forgive, but not forget
so
that. If they're going to bring it back up.
If you don't forgive, you keep bringing it up, and you ain't forgiving.
That is true.
Not
true. You know what?
It's true for men. It's true for men. We live
for
with y'all.
Men. There we go. You know what?
But that's what it is, though. If you forgive, then why you got to bring up every episode? Whenever you have a conversation or discussion or something, why you got to bring it back up?
And it proves that you didn't forgive because every argument, I didn't flush the toilet seat. I didn't put the toilet seat up. Now you're talking about the girl I cheated with. I go from a toilet seat to I cheated. Get out of here, yo.
You know what? You are.
Wow. Hey, Big Homie, you're right. They'd be like, you always do something you ain't got no business doing. You don't leave the toilet seat up, and then you don't always have to mess with them other women. They go right back to that again.
Exactly. And what's up with you and Crystal? You still mess with Crystal? All I did was not flush the toilet.
Well, stop messing with Crystal, then we wouldn't have to question you about it.
You shouldn't have messed with Crystal from the beginning.
Exactly.
You chicks need to get in touch with yourself and work on your own issues.
You
don't
need to get in touch with yourself and work on your issues. Because obviously you're so wrong right now.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. After an argument, guys will be in the house going crazy. Y'all do. So work on yourself. As soon as that shit is over, we watch it. Listen, as soon as that argument is over, a guy be on the fucking couch watching sports, and he don't give a fuck about y'all. But y'all be in the house with y'all girlfriends trying to kill yourself.
They be in there talking to the girlfriend about when the conference is over with. They done forgave us already, but then you hear him in the kitchen still talking about it. She cooked dinner. She make her plate of food and then go in the room. You got to make your own plate now. You know what I'm saying? She ain't forgive you.
But we made up, though.
The one that's going to be making the food and stuff for you then.
She's still on Crystal. And that shit is imaginary.
That's my point. Men are quick to do some nonsense like that. Work on yourself, Carla.
And girlfriend, I'm telling you something. You need a goddamn hug. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I do. A nice hug. I'll let my man do the giving to me. But
now, he don't want to hug you. You bit him. He don't want to hug you. You bit him. He know a hug from you is going to reach to some old beef. Hug you. 1982 is coming up.
You know what?
Not 1982. We're in 2013,
82.
Sweetie.
82.
Exactly. 82. We're in 2013, baby.
He is so wrong.
I'm still getting beat from 1991. I still got beat from 1991.
But I mean, okay, we seem to be running out of time. We went over the essence. Carmella, what is your final thought on the topic?
My final thought is, ladies, forgive quicker. We are the bomb. And, you know, if you have a problem, work it out with a significant other and be blessed. And take it easy.
Okay. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I would just want to shout out to GQ Palace for having me at such quick notice. And I love you all, you guys.
All right. I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. Carmella, Dons, and Divas. All right, y'all. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artists. Destruct. He was the third place winner in a Under Lock and Key Entertainment Back to the Basics Act 12 Artist Showcase. He's doing big things, and we'll be right back to play his smashing single Restored Order. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
To the bay, ladies, it's your song. I'm calling out. your toes way up in the sky. Turn around, let me see it from the back. I know you like it when I eat it like that. From the bottom to the top, wanna see that waterfall drop, 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 drop. Girl, I know you're gonna tell your friends. That's why I gotta beat it up like this. Turn in your mouth like this. Now they wanna know if I can give it
I'll
to
you. I'll beat it up.
Yeah. I'll beat it up.
Touch your spine. Oh, mama, don't be afraid to let me play with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In the bedroom or the couch, I'm out screaming out. So baby, gonna take that thing to the house like a football game.
And put your bag like a jersey.
All they gonna say is my name.
Bobby.
Take up all of your time, and I don't care if you a stripper, baby, 'cause what I got is my
teacher.
Look, I'm looking at the way your body just massage your mind. I know you feel me, girl, I'm all up inside your mind. She be like, stop, please, baby, don't go, while I be staring at her weave like it's gonna grow. Go back to the room, yeah, it's hammer time. Take your clothes off, let your pajamas fly, and keep it going with the motion. She have a feel, so you know about it all that.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have up and coming artist Destruct. Destruct, welcome to the show.
Happy
Destruct,
New Year.
What's going on?
Say again?
What's going on, Destruct? You there?
Ain't
you there?
Much. How are you? You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you good. I hear you good.
All right, all right. Happy New Year, Mudsy.
Same to you, man. I really want to thank you for joining us this evening.
No problem. Thanks for the invite, man. Thanks for having me.
For sure, for sure. Now, you doing big things right now.
Yeah, man. I'm all over the place, man. I'm on two mixtapes of Source Magazine, hosted by DJ Duop. Last two joints of that. I got my own mixtape out. I'm still promoting my old work because it's classic material, so I'm going to promote that forever. And you got the Smash single Restore Order. You know, I'm just moving, man. Right now I'm trying to fight this little flu, but I'm here, though. I'll be all right.
For sure, for sure. Now, how did you come up with your name, Destruct?
Well, when I was younger, I had a bad attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, the smallest thing would just, like, tick me off. So my father used to always tell me, like, if you don't get a hold on your attitude, that one day you would just explode. You would just, and I just kept that, you know, and I just ran with it when I started rhyming, like when I got older.
Now, how old was you when you actually started rhyming?
My first rhyme I ever wrote, I was about 8, but I didn't seriously get into it till I was about like 12, 13, but I wasn't like most dudes. I knew I had to get good first. So nobody knew I rhymed for about 3 or 4 years before I even hit anybody. I wasn't one of those dudes that think I'm the best thing since sliced bread because it's coming out of my mouth. I always had respect for the art of it. So nobody knew. You know what I'm saying? And then out of nowhere, I just hit cats. Like, I get it like 10th grade. And I just tried out, test the waters, and I got a great response, and I just ran with it from there. That's history.
Because I heard your material. It's ridiculous, yo. So,
thanks a lot,
you know, and I'm just saying, to come in third, I'm like, wow. But, you know, we're going to leave, you know, everybody's opinion is different for most people. You know, my opinion might be different from somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not for everybody because, you know, I'm not for the brainwashed listener, you know what I'm saying? I do my thing my own way. I'm more for the people that hate rap music now, that used to love it. I'm trying to bring them back to it. Like, I'm from that era when you had to be good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's none of that nonsense with me. I'm a no-nonsense dude. I come from an era where you had to be good, period. You had to be original and you had to be nice. If you didn't have either one of those qualities, you don't bother getting on the mic. Like, what are you doing? You wouldn't even get past the mic, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. But let me ask you. Now, who would you say is some of your biggest influence in the music industry?
Oh, I have a lot. Like, even starting back from the old days, like Slick Rick, heavy with Slick Rick and his stories, crazy, timeless stories. Rakim, of course. G-Rap, of course. Run DMC. But one of my biggest influences, the one group that got me really into it where I wanted to do it for myself was when I heard the Onyx album. That first Onyx album, it was just something about it.
Yeah.
It was just something about how edgy they were, and it was crazy. I was a little young kid. I had to hide that tape from my parents because they would kill me if they found out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to listen to it on a sneak in the crib, like, mad low in the room.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Black Moon, Wu-Tang Clan. Matter of fact, the whole Boot Camp Click, that whole movement right there. Lords of the Underground. We could go on forever, man. I got a lot of influences, man. A lot.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
But what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of your singles, yo.
Okay.
Rebel Rap Anthem.
That's my joint. That joint right there. It's for everybody. I know I'm not the only one to feel the way I feel about this. So I threw that anthem out there for all the people that feel like their needs are not being met as far as music. So I dropped that Rebel Anthem. Whoever rocking with me, get behind me and rock with me, man. Rebel Rap Anthem. Let's do it. And it's also on that that Source Magazine mixtape, Coast to Coast. That's the last one they put out. It was like in October. It's on there if you want to hear it again. Whoever want to hear it or whatever, you can download that one. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my personal favorite songs, man. I love that song.
Yeah, you definitely went in on this one, so we're going to get into that right now.
No doubt.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's one of his biggest singles, Rebel Rap Anthem by The Struck, right here on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Track Team Productions.
Calling all troops, I know you out there. Yo, it's time to bring the real back out, yeah. East, west, north, south, all around the globe. I'm rebelling, let me know if you're down the road. 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 Yeah, I'm going in. The rebirth for the attitude era. Never come for struck, this cat is too clever. I'm not feeling what the rap game is looking like. The rhymes were pissing, a lot of y'all were looking like. Spokesperson for the maniac cats. No warning, first time to try to play me, that's that. Had to go pistachio, light you up with the caddy code. Corpse on the front yard, face on the patio. Addio league in the worst way possible. So you standing down ain't optional. Fake my the dudes crack me up. Your own man to be like, chill dog, that's the struck. Apologize and salute. After that, get lost. Either do it of your own free will or get forced. No sweat to hold it down by my lonely son. But I know for a fact I'm not the only one. Calling all troops, I know you out there. Yo, it's time to bring the real back out, yeah. East, west, north, south, all around the globe. I'm rebelling, let me know if you're down the road. Male or female alike, time to ride out. Apply pressure on them till it cries die out. From the youngins all the way to the OGs. If you feel a way, I feel you better show me. Spot the fake and take them down. Let me hear that ish again, I'm loving the way you sound. All intruders get handed to me. Assume position as commander in chief. You know you ain't got enough stripes to stand up to me. You a vegetarian, ain't built to handle the beast. You ain't built. The human bomb won't be beat, won't bend, bruh. On my Spartan ish, no retreat, no surrender. No pretenders on my side of things. I'ma take it up that fast for the so-called finer things. You're done, son. Time to meet your executioner. Since you sold your soul, I'ma sit you next to Lucifer. Hell, won't do you no good to hide behind your cast. Cause real MCs like me will always find that app. The game is not a war zone, you in the trenches. I'm sick of all the nonsense, it's time to end this. And I'm calling all troops, I know you out there. Yo, it's time to bring the real back out, yeah. East, west, north, south, all around the globe. I'm rebelling, let me know what you down the road. Male and female alike, time to ride out. Apply pressure on them till they cry, die out. From the youngins all the way to the OGs. If you feel the way I feel, you better show me. Calling all troops, I know you out there. Yo, it's time to bring the real back out, yeah. East, west, north, south, all around the globe. I'm rebelling, let me know if he's down the road. Male and female alike, time to ride out. Apply pressure on him till he cries, die out. From the youngins all the way to the OGs. If you feel the way I feel, you better show me.
I'm feeling that right there.
Good luck, man. You gotta be a soldier to feel that,
crazy,
man. You gotta be a soldier. You ain't a soldier if you don't feel that, man. You need to go
Yo,
hide somewhere, man. If you ain't feeling that,
crazy. That is something. We have a caller on the air for you right now. We're gonna call to that caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You there?
Yes, I am. How are you, this Rod?
Oh,
hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. That was a banging single, seriously. I mean, I was like, what? You know, I'm not actually the person, I'm not the one that's into rap, but I was sitting up there in my chair like, what? You go.
It's a lot.
You go.
Thanks
oh, yeah.
a lot. You see what she's saying, Rich? That's what I do for people like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not for this crowd. I'm not for this era right here. This era is horrible.
I am really old school, but that one, everybody's always in my chair. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. But keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sure you'll go far.
Will. Thanks a
but
lot.
But always remember to keep the man up above first.
Always.
And like I said, how did you go, or did Rich ask you that? How did you get your name?
Are you destruction? Say it again.
Are you mass destruction?
No, it's just basically a metaphor. It's just basically a metaphor for how dangerous I am on the mic. That's all it is, you know.
Okay.
That's basically in a nutshell. That's what it is. I'm dangerous.
Oh,
don't
say.
Play with me when I get on the mic. Get me
oh,
wrong.
Wow.
I need
that's
space.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? That's
I would definitely listen to your music, and I would encourage others to listen to it.
Thanks a lot. All you got to do, when you get a chance, just go Google me. D-I-S-T-R-U-C-K. I got a lot of work out there. I got videos on YouTube. I got music on iTunes. I got a lot of work out there. You can just Google D-I-S-T-R-U-C-K, and a lot of stuff will just pop up.
Another question. Does your music or what you do interfere in your, like, personal life?
No.
Okay.
Because anybody that has a problem with it, they're not in my personal life. So.
I heard that.
I don't play those games.
Right.
If you have a problem with me doing this, then maybe we don't need to rock together. Because I'm not stopping it.
You need to kick rock and be gone.
Yeah, I'm not stopping it for nobody. I've had issues with that in the past.
There you go.
It's clear cut. I don't do the back and forth thing. Either you're
right.
Okay with it or you're not. All right, best of luck to you. Go somewhere. Go over there. That's just basically what it is
to
me.
I just want to ask those questions.
Uh-huh.
But keep rocking out, sweetheart.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Hello? You stuck, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, so let me ask you. Now, which mixtape this single was actually on?
Oh, That's on the Source Magazine Coast to Coast mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did it actually take you to do that single?
It don't really. I have a weird way of doing it because coming up, most of the places I recorded at was also a guy's house. So we had to have our stuff ready. So over time, my man gives me the beat. Shout out to Lid. Shout out to Track Team. It's two guys that make a producer group called Track Team. It's Dre and Khalid. They make most, like 99% of my tracks. He emails me the track. I get the beat in my head. And once I get the beat embedded in my brain, I just make the rhyme. I don't even write too much. I just make the rhyme up in my head. And then I go over it. And then when I'm ready, I just go in the studio. When I'm in the studio, I don't spend no more than maybe 20 minutes or a half hour to finish the whole song once I'm in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any up-and-coming events going on?
Well, I'm about to start working with Mike Ice. So, you know, under lock and key, I'm going to start rocking with him. Oh, happy birthday to him, by the way. It's his birthday today. Shout out to Mike Ice.
Right.
We're gonna be like around a week or two. We're gonna sit down and discuss what's going on. But I'm getting ready though, because we're about to start doing concerts and all that. We talked about getting SOBs in the works, so I'm getting ready for that. So I'm putting a nice little playlist together, because if you think those songs are hot, I got so much stuff you won't even believe it, man. You need to make a show. I shut it down when I get on that stage. It's just,
oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna.
It's like I'm from another planet, man, the way I come off with my material, because I'm just so, I'm so different from whoever else that's out. I just blindside people when I get on stage. You know what I'm saying? Because 99% of the people that do music, they're in that same box. You know what I'm saying? They're in that same exact box. And that's either they don't know any better, or the ones that sign, they can't do what they want to do. They have to do what they're told to do. Me, I do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm an unsigned artist. And I got more work out than most signed dudes got. It's dudes that they want to get that deal just to brag about how they signed, but they ain't doing anything. And they'll probably never come out, ever. I sell a CD. I get 100% profit off that CD. I'm not getting 6 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not slave to anyone. I pay for my own videos. I pay for my own studio time. I get my own tracks.
So let me ask you, you looking for something major or something independent?
It don't really matter. As long as whoever it is, they just need to know we're going to conduct business. If they trying to give me the slave deal, we don't need to even speak. I'm not that thirsty dude. Like, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't need much. You know what I'm saying? I don't need all the glamorous stuff. You're not going to throw an advance in my face and expect me to sign anything. Like, I went to school for music industry. Like, I know a lot of stuff that most artists don't know until it's too late. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had an industry class in Mercy College back in the day. I'm not going to sit here and sound everything, but I know a lot. And I'm not gonna walk into a situation where I'm paying for the rest of my life, like a lot of artists do. You know what I'm saying? There's artists now that's not even with the label that they started with, and that label's still eating off of them. That's crazy. Like, how do you let that happen to you?
You're absolutely right. Now,
how do you let that happen?
Exactly. Now, with Mike Ice, did you actually meet at the showcase, or did you know him before?
I met him through Facebook. He posted an event, so I figured I'd hit him up, because I've done a lot of shows. I've been all over New York, but I've never done one of his shows. So I hit him up. He was like the realest dude I ever met with any showcase.
Dude actually hits
you back. You have a conversation with him. He's not on it the way, you know. I know you've been around the scene a long time too, so you know what I'm talking about. These dudes try to pay their rent. They ain't really caring about you like that. You know what I'm saying? Everything he said that was gonna happen that day happened. This is the most I ever got out of any showcase, and can you believe this is my first time winning anything at any showcase? It's been times when other artists shouldn't even been allowed on that stage in one.
Real talk. I definitely agree with you.
Crazy. And then if you say something, oh, you hate everybody say they, that the one, the guy that won is whack. Try to use that reverse psychology and all that? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what happens. I'm not going to say I should have won everyone, but at least four or five shows that I've done, it wasn't even no contest. So none.
Now, you said you have videos out. Do you have videos out for any? Well, what's the latest video you have out for this?
The latest video, well, videos I had for my previous album that I dropped in 09. You know, so I do things differently. You know, so I'm not big on the mixtape thing. I dropped one because my man, he told me, like, I should drop one, like, for my fans and all that. So I did it off the strength of that. I'm not really big on the mixtape thing because I don't really like doing things that everybody do. But I dropped it, you know, just to have some other work out there. It's on thatpev.com, by the way. It's called I Explode. Free download for whoever want to cop that. Mm. But my first joint I dropped out there, I'm going to re-release it. It's called Give Me Room. And there's 17 bangers on it. You need to hear that stuff. That's an album.
You got to send that to us. I'll
definitely send it to you. So I'm going to re-release it because like, we were young. That was my first joint. We didn't promote it well, like, because we were new at it. So it didn't get its just due. So that's why I'm going to re-release that while working on this new project. You know what I'm saying? So those joints you got today, those are for my new project.
Okay,
see,
I've
been out for a minute. People act like they don't know me because I'm not a brown nose. You know what I'm saying? I move a certain type of way, so people act like I'm not out there. But people know me. You know what I'm saying? People know me out there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, so now let me ask you, what's going to be the difference between that project and this project you have now?
The difference?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a different place, man. Like, I'm like a chameleon, man. I switch my flow, my stuff switches, like, automatically. I have an infinity style, man. It's like, depending on the track I get, that's what I do. It's like, you'll never be able to read me. Like, just when you think you got me figured out, I could do other things. I can do me, and even if I do a club joint, I could do club joints, but it's still going to be in my own way. You feel me? Like, I don't follow nobody's recipe for music. And over time, I just learned to be like that. It's just, it's an automatic thing. I can't explain it now. I'm just in this zone where I have no two songs that sound alike in my whole life. No two songs of mine sound alike. None of them.
Mm.
And that's really, that's a real talent. Because, you know, a lot of people can't help it but to sound alike on every song. Like, because they don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? Nobody telling them to switch their flow up or nothing. They don't got the right people coaching them around them. It's a whole bunch of yes men. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got their little deal. It's a whole bunch of yes men around them. Oh, that's hot, that's hot, that's hot. Because they want to get all those perks and everything. So they just riding the wave and that's it.
Music
is hard for them,
Now, I want to get into another one of your singles, but before we get into that, I want to know if you had the chance to open for any artist that's out right now, to open up the show for the Move and the Beat.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. I would love to open for, like, Slaughterhouse. Definitely, man. Those are my dudes. Those are one of my only new inspirations that I have out right now.
Mm.
Those are the dudes I would love to open for.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about Restore Order. I heard that joint. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Dre for making that track, man.
Tell us about
that. Is that it, guy?
Tell us
about
that.
I'm bringing it back to the dudes that do it from the heart, that really respect it. That's what Restore Order is. It's for the MCs, for the people that put time, blood, sweat, and tears into the music and getting better at it. They didn't just wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm going to rap too. I rap too. They do this for real. I represent the East Coast. I represent the Mecca of hip-hop, man. Like, NY to the fullest. Fail or succeed, that's who I rap. You're never going to hear me doing no South songs. No disrespect to the South. I know they're doing their thing. I'm heavy fans with T.I. and Andre 3000 and Luda and all of that. But too many New York dudes, they got accents now. They got Southern accents now. What's up with that?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That was the whole, yo, it's dudes from the BX sounding like Rick Ross. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, how did that happen? Same beat, the same flow, everything. So that's basically what Restore Order is. It's about getting back to the basics, man.
I want you to introduce that next track, that next scene.
All right. Everybody, this is my smash single, one of my favorite songs I've ever done, Restore Order. Let's get it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
It feels so good to be in my own lane. You don't understand, man. Lovely, you should try it sometime. Get off the latest rappers, no. I don't got that problem, man. I'm me at all times. Hit the wax out the ears. I can't up rest, but I stick them. Ha, 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 stick them. Them high flows, everybody know I spit them. Struck not kidding, few could ride with them. None of y'all opponents, I'm more like my victim. I'm truly great, never been lackluster. Keep a freak, that's cool. Get till I give it that cluster. What's your problem thinking you can outdo the kid? For that thought, you should be the poster child for foolishness. You dismissed, ain't worth my lyrical lash out. By the time I reach the four bar, you probably pass out. Me catching the LED, cause that's out. Like Danzini, your fame, my posse mash out. Your boy cold, but dog, he not me. My drive is too strong, red lights can't stop me. You copy? Best believe I got G. How your wife wearing nothing but a Babcock T. Bring her hook.
You ain't tough enough.
Enough of what?
Tough enough to look up.
A nigga coming up.
So don't be running up. It's
the bus.
You'll be 15 on your shot.
Better run it up.
You ain't tough enough.
Enough of what?
Tough enough to look up.
A nigga coming up.
So don't be running up.
It's the bus.
You'll be 15 on your shot.
Better run it
y'all
up.
Y'all best listen. Y'all ain't spitting. I'm a wildcat and y'all out there. Restore order and the game is my mission. Some of you ain't here, so I say it again. Y'all best listen, y'all ain't spittin'. I'm a wildcat and y'all out there. Restore order and the game is my mission. To set hip hop, a dead sound river, here we go.
A gold drop, fly by, yeah, that's me. Red bone in the passions of a twin in the backseat. Impossible to get past me. Got connections like a mob boss and the smarts of a mathlete. Sack me, like standing on the taxi while I'm speeding. Check my x-rays, you see inside resides a demon. A nigga been off the deep end. Said it just because, don't need a reason to delete them. Fidel been told y'all that we the truest. Gladiator of rap, while yo was my ludus. If they consider mean, then I'm the rudest. Injured rum slightly or severely, depending on how my mood is. Your boy cool, but dog, he not me. My drive is too strong, red lights can't stop me. You copy? Best believe I got G. How your wife wearing nothing but a Babcock tee. Bring the hook.
You ain't tough enough.
Enough of what?
Tough enough to look up.
A nigga coming up.
So don't be running up.
It's the bus.
You'll be 15 on your shot.
Better run it up.
You ain't tough enough.
Enough of what?
Tough enough to look up.
A nigga coming up.
So don't be running up.
It's the bus.
You'll be 15 on your shot.
Better run it
y'all
up.
Y'all best listen. Y'all ain't spitting. I'm a wildcat and y'all out there. Restore order and the game is my mission. Some of you ain't here, so I say it again. Y'all best listen, y'all ain't spitting. I'm a wildcat and y'all out there. Restore order and the game is my mission. To set hip hop, a dead sound river, here we go. You ain't tough enough.
Enough of what?
Tough enough to look up.
A nigga coming up.
So don't be running up.
The bus.
You'll be 6 feet under shot.
Better run it up.
You ain't tough enough.
Enough of what?
Tough enough to look up.
A nigga coming up.
So don't be running up.
The bus.
You'll be 6 feet under shot.
Better run it
y'all
up.
Y'all best listen. Y'all ain't spitting. I'm a wildcat and y'all out there. Restore order and the game is my mission. Some of you ain't here, so I say it again. Y'all best listen, y'all ain't spitting. I'm a wildcat and y'all out there. Restore order and the game is my mission. To set it in power, but then it's now river. Here we go.
Ow. Ooh.
No auto-tune either, kid. No auto-tune. That's my God-given voice. Come on, man.
Wow.
Not like I'm a singer or nothing, but I can hold a note here and there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not on that hand. I'm straight anti-auto-tunes. I will never use that joint, man.
And that's you on a chorus as well. So you just
that's
like...
That's me on the chorus. That's me all the way, man. That's how I do it.
You just was like going in.
No doubt. Like I said, the beat dictates to me what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is with me.
Now, what's your inspiration and goals as an up and coming artist?
I don't need much, man. Like I said, all I want just give me the mic, put me in front of an audience that wants to hear hip hop, and I'm good, man. Whatever happens, happens. I'm straight. I'm good either way. As long as I'm able to show what I got in front of people that listen to that type of music, I'm good.
And you know what I like how you change up your format, just you know, your style and everything. So you got
the difference between that song and the other. They two different songs.
Yeah,
you know,
you're versatile with it. You know.
Exactly.
And that's the good thing. A lot of time.
Like I had to be taught that though, because there was a time where I rapped the same way. But I had people around me. I was blessed to have people around me that were honest with me while I was, like, coming up rapping and all that. It was, yo, you need to switch your flow up. You sound the same on every song. You know what I'm saying? I don't have yes men around me. They tell me what it is. So they keep me on point. You know what I'm saying? So that's now it's to the point where they don't got to say nothing, because it's embedded in me now. It's an automatic thing. My flow, my style automatically switches up depending on the track. It's just automatic.
Now, so you had a lot of people, you know, because I was also in the industry, you had a lot of people telling you certain things. Could you, like, accept the criticism that they were giving you, or did it touch you a little and made you feel like, all right, let me just do it this way?
You know, nobody likes criticism. Like, it's especially, like, rappers.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be mature enough to take it in, you know. You got to like it, but... At the end of the day, it'll make you better if it's something that's really there to help you. Some people don't know what they're talking about and they want to talk. Those people should shut up. Because there's a lot of people that they don't know nothing about rap or nothing.
Exactly.
They want to say something, and then when you don't listen to them, oh, you're stubborn, this, that, third. Nah. If it makes sense to me, I'll listen to it. I've been doing this music long enough to know whether something's going to help me or I need to just disregard it. Like, I'm not going to sit there and listen to every single person, because if you do that, you'll never have anything done, because everybody got an opinion. You know what I'm saying? You take certain things into consideration. Whatever you feel is going to help you, you rock with it. Everything else, you just ignore it. For the most part, that's what I do anyway, man.
I feel you. We have another call on the line, so we're going to bring them on. All
right.
Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to say I've been listening to the interview. I like your swag. I like the music. Has anyone ever said to you, you sound like The Game, but you sing better?
Oh, wow. I never heard that one. I actually like Game, though. Game is dope. But I never heard that. Wow.
Yeah, you know,
like
Game.
Like Game.
Yeah, but I think you're both.
Maybe you'll change your opinion. If you hear more of my stuff, you'll be like, oh, nah. That's
right,
not the
right.
Game. Game is a gangster. Me,
right,
I'm an aggressive
right.
rapper, but mm-hmm. I do things that most city rappers wouldn't touch. Like, I do positive songs.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of joints. So like I have all different types of topics I touch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go, it's just, that's crazy, though.
I'm a new fan. I'm a new fan, and I just want
Thanks
you to know
Thanks a lot.
That.
I appreciate that.
Continue
Thanks
success.
A lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Now, let me ask you, have it ever came to the point of you being stage fright?
Stage fright? No, I used to get real nervous before I got on, but once... For some reason, once it was time to do it, it was time to do it. Other than stage fright, I've never froze up. Nah. But I remember when I was younger, yo, I used to get dumb scared. Like, you know how those few moments before you get up there? It's like you're about to... It's like you gotta... You like you facing a firing squad. It's crazy. But like everything, repetitions, everything is easy. So, now it's nothing now. It's just... It's routine now. But yeah, I remember that. You brought back memories. That was crazy. That was a shorty.
Yeah, hey, yo, that's the first thing.
Now, be up there crazy.
What advice can you give an up-and-coming artist that's trying to succeed and make it far? Like
first off, the main thing, learn the business before you even talk about a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the business and perfect your craft first. Put years in. They want it too easy now. Niggas, like, catch us. Start rapping last week. They want a deal this week. Nah. You gotta do your homework. You gotta find your identity. Like, it's steps to take. And you can tell now. Look at the music. These dudes have no identity now. They're giving off the impression anybody can do it. And it's not the case. Everybody can't do this.
Either you're a fan or
you're an artist. Like, everybody wants to be an artist now. It's like not that many fans left.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody do want to be an artist. You absolutely
yeah,
right.
And they think just, and it's more, it's like, rapping is like boxing to me. Like, boxing ain't just two people swimming at each other trying to knock each other out. It's an art to it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I see rap as. It's an art to it. It's not just putting words together that rhyme. It's not that simple. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those two things I would tell any up and coming artist. You just started rapping like a month ago, relax. Get better.
You're right.
Study other great artists. Study different types of music if you want to be versatile. The club scene or whatever, you know. You gotta do your homework first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't that easy.
Definitely
get in those books. There's books all over the place on the music industry. I don't know why people act like they don't know that.
So you got some people. I want to get into another one of your singles, but first we're going to take some more callers, all right?
All right, no doubt.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
What you want to hear?
Hi.
How you doing?
How's everybody doing?
Everybody's
all
good.
Right.
Oh, I was just listening to your last single that Rich Money played, and I was wondering, would you be coming to the Raleigh-Durham area anytime soon or in the near future?
I'm not sure. I can't really say nothing yet. I got to talk to my manager when we sit down and speak, maybe. I'm not sure yet. We didn't have the meeting yet, so I don't know what's going on for the future, but anything's possible.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, keep continuing doing what you're doing. And
thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks for good.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, take it in.
We're going to get into... Well, I have another caller for you. Hold on. Hello, caller. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I just have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I think Rich Money had interviewed the winner of the Under Lock and Key event or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And I listened, you know, to the other guys, you know, music, and I listened to yours tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my vote would have been with you. I mean, but
that's
how do
lot.
You feel not winning?
Well, it was his night.
You know?
It was his night. The judges were failing him. The dude, I can't hate on him. He got bars. He can spit. He could spit, but it just was his night. That's all I could say. You know, I'm not going to hate on dude.
Right.
I congratulated him like everybody else. I appreciate you saying that. Because
yeah,
I always
think
I should have won anyway.
My would have been on you. Like
you know, it probably could have been, thanks a lot. It probably could have been that night, though, because the system wasn't that well. You couldn't really hear me that well, depending on where you was or whatever.
Okay.
And that probably took a factor into it, you know. But,
okay.
Yeah, he definitely did his thing. They did the thing. Like, I wasn't mad. Like, I'm still here. I'm still talking to you. I'm still on the radio. I'm good.
That's right.
It don't matter.
I mean, I was just listening. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, I would have thought that you would have won, you know, because I heard the fast talking, rapping and stuff that he was doing,
Some people can't rap like that. Rich, you see what you said? Like, certain people, I know that. You see, I can rap like that, but I know I fit my style to me, to how I am. So I know what works best for me.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't like when people rap like that. But I know that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I'm a student, too. I remain a student of the music. No matter how good I get, I'm always watching and trying to figure out things, still to this day. I've been doing it over 15 years. Like, I will always be a student as long as I do it, you know what I'm saying? So you're hearing my music. I appreciate you saying that, though.
Oh, you're welcome. And next time, you know, you go to one of those events like that, make sure you promote it. So this way some of the people that's familiar with you can come and, you know, represent you at that point in time.
No doubt.
You know,
that single's out there, too. If you want to get it, it's on iTunes right now.
All right. And you'll give the information at the end of the show?
It's on iTunes and stuff. But thanks a lot. Thanks for your call.
Right.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right. Take care.
All right, I want to get into one more of your singles. 1, 2, 3, featuring June Star. Tell me about that.
Yeah, my home girl, man. That did that. That's the couple's answer for 2013, man. That's, like I said, I do my own thing. If I was a sound artist, they probably wouldn't let me do no song like that unless it was all about fornication or something. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do what I want. That's one of the only hip-hop songs that could get played at weddings, man. I do my thing.
Wow.
You can play that as a wedding song. That's how grown that song is.
Mm.
Crazy.
You know what? We're going to get into that right now.
All right, let's do it. 1, 2, 3, featuring my homegirl, June Star.
For sure, on GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
Get it going, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Other chicks I was with, all I saw was temporary. For me, leaving you ain't happening, don't ever worry. It's necessary that you by my side. We together cause we in love, not cause you like my ride. Got undeniable beauty, inner as well as outer. Instantly for hands and feet on whoever talk bad about you. Turn heads on the rag, mind you hide it in the south for real. Without trying, ridiculous sex appeal. Don't trippin' girls, be pushing insecure, you never feel. Don't always have to five star it when we go and get a meal. Got brains, college grab with the master to match. If you was hunting me, you got me cold, it's a wrap, I'm trapped. Crisis, I ain't stressing, whatever you want, you getting. Address you as my wife, that's with her without a wedding. And I would never try to talk with your emotions. 24/7, you get devotion.
Baby 143, took my time and I'm happy that I chose wisely. A picture's incomplete if there's a missing puzzle piece. And the way we fit together makes me 60 degrees. What I'm really trying to say is that you make me complete. As a king, I honor you, a gentleman, energy. I seen you in my dreams and held you in my memory. So I treasure your presence when you standing next to me. Take the words out my mouth, it's like you reading my mind. And you call when I think of you, our energy's aligned. You're my compliment, it's true. Got me loving what you do. I see you working hard, daddy. I'm so proud of you. Support your present, accept your past. Really, it's nothing. Let's build on our future something and make it look like something. Can't deny the feeling, baby, cause you give me butterflies. I could tell you did the same when I look into them eyes.
Every day for leading me to you. You're the only one I need, please believe it's true. Can't survive without you, baby, you're my oxygen. Whoever tried to tell you otherwise is not your friend.
You're my destiny, forget about the rest. You're my best decision ever, no regrets. Crossed my mind once, lovey, and you never ever left. Then I call you my heart, cause you can see in my chest.
You're doing it, baby boy. You definitely
yeah,
doing
man.
It,
you see how I switched
no
it up,
question
man.
About it.
No doubt. That's some grown, man and woman. That's some grown man and woman business right there, man.
Exactly. Now, how did you meet up? Are you in the same area? Did you link?
Oh no, like through Facebook.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I found out she does music. I think I sent her several friend requests or something like that. She sent me one. I forget, but she sent me to a link on YouTube. And don't let that song fool you. I know we was on some lovey-dovey and that. She's a beast. Like, she's really nice for us. Like,
see, that's good.
You need to check
that's
her out. You need to check her
thing.
Out. And let me tell you how incredible she is, though. She, you wouldn't even believe it. She's an MC, right? But she's a doctor. You know what I'm saying? She's a
wow.
doctor. She's from Guyana. She's like, she won a beauty contest over there in Guyana. She's a martial artist. That chick is multi-talented, man. Amazing young lady.
Wow.
Crazy. And she really, that's one of the few people that see hip-hop the same exact way as me. Like, that's what made us click. Like, we instantly clicked. That's my homegirl forever, man. Like, she was automatic.
It's good to have people like that, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
It's damn good to have people like that in your corner, no question. Now, what's the next step for this truck?
Next step, I guess... When I get in a meeting with Mike Ice, we're gonna discuss what's going on and we take it from there. Supposed to have an interview for Bronx Nets soon.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, we gotta sit down and just see what's going on. For me, I'm working. I'm just gonna get these songs ready for the concerts when they happen. So I'm about to tear it down. You know I'm gonna tear it down. So that's all I'm doing. Just all I can do is prepare. And be ready.
I definitely feel you. But I want to let you know it was definitely an honor having you on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Everybody, no doubt, give everybody all your information. Give them all that.
All right, man. Like, basically, in a nutshell, all you got to do, you go to Google, you just type in DISTRUCK. Everything you need to know comes up. My Twitter information, Instagram, everything. Facebook. All of that. That's all you got to do. I'm big on the internet, so all you got to do is type that name in. Anything you need to know about me is up there. As soon as you press the search button, you'll see everything.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to my knucklehead brother. I know you remember him from the night, yeah. Shout-out to Civil War before he has a heart attack. Because he texted me, oh, give me a shout-out, so... Shout out to Civil War. My younger brother, he's also an artist too. He do his thing.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to people at Gray Studios. Shout out to my producer Lid, my producer Dre. Shout out to the whole NY. Anybody that ride with your boy from day one. Everybody that do it from the heart, that do it their own way. that's their own boss. They're only a slave to their creative mind.
Mm.
That's the only type of people I rock with, man. And especially Mike Ice for making this all possible in the first place. So shout out to him. Happy birthday again, my G. And you, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it, man.
No doubt. You know you're welcome anytime when you're ready. Send us an exclusive. Because you know
no
we
doubt.
Have six different episodes.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to flood your radio station since you gave me the invite. It's over for you.
No doubt. Yo, let's
no
make
doubt.
It happen. That's what it's all about. You're going to hear it right, rotate in your joint. You'll hear it sometimes on a Wednesday night, too.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
So you're definitely going to hear your joint being rotated. But you welcome
right,
back
man.
Anytime. It's your never a problem.
No problem. Have a good night, man. Take it easy.
All right, you too.
All right.
Destruct Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, we have DJ Alamo, and we're going to find out what's going on with him in the music industry and how he feel about this new technology dealing with this music right now. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It is butter, baby!
For sure. Welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have DJ Alamo. DJ Alamo, welcome to the show.
What's
DJ,
going on? What's going on?
What's going on? I can't call it. I might spoil it. How you doing, man?
I just want to say I appreciate y'all, you know, letting me be up on the show. you know, no tell me what's going on.
No doubt. I appreciate you joining us because I know you're a busy man. I know you're doing big things. I be seeing you everywhere. You're all over Facebook, you know. Now, let me ask you. When did you actually first get started DJing?
I say about 16.
Wow.
16, I got my first pair of Gemini turntables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, my father was a DJ, my brother was a DJ. So it just kind of trickled down to me and I first went to my pair. So, you know, I first actually started out rapping with a crew of dudes. So, you know, it came to a point where, you know, somebody had to be the DJ. So I just took on that job and I kept it moving.
Now, how did you come up with your name, DJ Alamo? That's an unusual name right there.
It's crazy because there's already a DJ Alamo from Brand Nubian. And the thing about it is he doesn't use it in the standpoint that I use it. He used it as, you know, he was just a DJ for Brand Nubian or for Grand Puba or somebody. So, you know, when I came across it, it was intriguing. I liked it. So I broke it down, and it stands for All About Money. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The L-L about a M-O-N-E-Y. So, you know, Alamo, there you go. So, you know.
Wow, that's unique, yo. I never even thought of it like that, yo. Something unique. Now, you did some events already, right? Let the listeners know what events you had, you know, done already. And let them know you got something coming up as well. Let them know that too.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been doing things where, you know, I'm from South Jersey, Willowboro, New Jersey, and I started out doing big annual cookouts. And you know, one of my first cookouts, you had the star from Love and Hip Hop Right Now, L'Oreal. She was at my cookout 2-3 years ago. I have that footage, and you know, so I just been dealing with, you know, people that's in the game, First Lady of the Murder Mommies, and you know, they showed me a lot of love. You know, Young Steph came out. I had you know, Kaboom, NH. I've had Jay Bezel. I've had some nice names, Capone from Capone Noriega, all come to my event just because of the say-so of the word. So, you know, then I do the Aisha Diaz, then I did Yara Sanchez, Blue Jim. So, you know, I got Miss Cat coming up in South Jersey, Savoy Nightclub, Miss Cat from the Bad Girls. So, you know, I'm just trying to stay focused and, you know, stay relevant in the game.
Now, how do you feel about the equipment they got now compared to the equipment they had back then? Do you feel it's better for you to deal with, or should you prefer the mixing equipment that they had back then?
It's like a 50-50 with that. You know, the new age of equipment right now is, you know, is easier. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I come from the era of crates and, you know, turntables and the real, you know, needles and, you know, putting quarters on top of your needles to weigh it out and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you marking your own label on your record to know which parts you want to scratch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from that era, so all I can say is the best thing about it now is that I'm not lugging around 14 crates of records. I could put it to you like that. So, you know what I mean? It's like a 50-50. You understand what I'm saying? I can. Everybody can't use a Serato, which is the best, you know, as a DJ right now, that's the best to use. That's what most DJs use. Everybody can't use a Serato. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to know your music and you got to know, you know, how to work. You know, I'm from the era of the New York DJs where it's 30 seconds and I'm out of a record, in and out. We're not letting no record live. So we keeping you, you know, we keeping your head somewhere else as though you never lose focus or you don't get bored in a club or in an atmosphere. So, you know, that's another thing I can say about Serato. I could go to records in 1.2 seconds, you know what I'm saying? So, that's good.
Wow. We actually have a call on the line. I'm going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller. You there?
Yes, I am. Repping Philly all the way. How are you, Alamo?
How you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing good. I was from the northeast part of Philly, so I still rep Philly all day, every day.
Shout out to North Philly, Northeast. I'd be over there on Torresdale, Frankfort. I'd be out there.
Well, see, that's where I was in Frankfort, you know. But occasionally I still come back down that way. Do you ever be down, like, in North Philly anywhere?
Yeah, I'm always in North Philly. My radio show is in North Philly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
I'm off of Allegheny.
Oh, I know exactly where you're talking. I'm going to have to check you out. But,
yeah, anytime. What's going on?
Hey, you got it. You know, I'm just saying, just listening to your interviews, you know, I see that you got your head on straight. And I know you plan to do bigger and better things.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And I mean, keep up the good work because, you know, Philly got a lot going on for themselves. But it takes the person himself to make it even better. And I see that you're willing to do that.
Yeah, that's, you know, you gotta take chances right now in the game, and that's what it's really about.
Uh-huh.
Stepping out, being different. So that's what I'm trying to do, you know. I live in Jersey, I got a heavy presence in Philly, a nice presence in New York, a nice presence down south. So all I'm doing is just trying to, you know, spread my wings, you know?
Right. Well, see, I'm in Philly now myself. I mean, in Jersey.
Okay, cool.
But I'm actually from down south. So what part of south do you deal with?
North Carolina, South Carolina. I'll be in South Carolina
February 22nd. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you are up in my mix.
That's what we over here trying to do, just trying to make it happen.
And you know what? Like I said, just from listening to you, you're going to make it happen. You're making it happen already, but I just see that you're going to be one of them nationwide people.
And that's my goal.
And that is my goal. It should be because, like I said, you can make it happen. You're going to make it happen. Because that's what you're striving to do, and you're gonna make it do. You're gonna make it do the damn thing. Put it that way. And all I can say is I'm proud of you, and just keep doing what you're doing. Keep your grind up, but always remember to keep God up first.
Always appreciate that.
Because I know that's, you know, without Him, we all know nothing is possible. So
right about that. I appreciate that.
Keep grinding, sweetheart, and I will be looking for you next time I'm in Philly. I will look you up.
Oh, don't worry about it. Since you're over in Jersey, 26, we got Club Savoy.
Wait a minute. You talking about Central Jersey. That's where I am, in Asbury. Asbury Park.
Oh, you are Asbury. Okay,
yeah.
I know where Asbury at.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do you ever be down here?
I'll be down, you know, I'll be over there by Jersey Girls and Elizabeth.
Okay. I've heard of that.
But not too much, really. I'll be in Trenton a little bit, but that's about it.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're going to have to make it happen. I will be listening for your info at the end of the show. So I can hook up with you and, you know, make it happen.
That's what's up. Appreciate
it. All right. Take care, sweetheart.
All right.
So, Alamo, let me ask you. What's the best?
You got me winning over there, baby. Okay.
Now, let me ask you, what's the best thing you like about being a DJ?
It's the control, you know, because you know when you're a DJ and you can control hundreds of people's energy, is like the best feeling in the world. When you can make somebody scream and say, when you can control a crowd, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, if I say hey and they say ho, I got 200 people saying ho back to me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know how people say, like, it's rituals and things where people control. It's not really, I got control, but I do got control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely feel you. Now, let me ask you something. Let's say you get to the point where you have to throw an event. Somebody has to throw an event, right? And it comes down to you getting there and you getting your stuff together, and they tell you that event is canceled. Do a DJ still get paid for that?
You know, it's finicky. Sometimes, you know, it's a bad relationship or it's a good relationship. Sometimes, me personally, I do contracts. So, you know, either you already done gave my money up front, or, you know what I mean, either way, you know what I'm saying, there's no such thing as, if I get there, you got to pay me. If I come there and I got my equipment and you just say, oh, yo, the party's canceled, you still got to pay me.
I came to work. Exactly. So as long as you get there, you got to get paid for that.
Right. Now, if there's a situation where you reached out to me, you know, because my contract says 72 hours before an event, you need to let me know if it's canceled or not. So if you don't let me know within them 72 hours to your event, and I get there that day, you still owe me that bread.
Mm. Now,
so I do give you that leeway, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, let me ask you. Now, a lot of people don't know, you know, I know PJ Bell, Star Laundry, and all of them, but what does DJ actually stand for?
Disc jockey.
See, a lot of people, like the new generation, they don't know that.
The new generation, I hope that a lot of new DJs are listening. Like, you know, if you practice the craft, if you study the craft, I salute you. But these new guys with this, you know, they lazy, you know, they push button DJs. I burn them out every party. Every party I come across with a push button DJ, I burn them out, because all they know is, you know, I push the button and go to the next record. It's a lot more to it.
Exactly.
Every record that you play means something.
And that's the point I'm trying to make, because a lot of DJs out here, they're not doing it the way it was done back in the day. To me, it's more an easier task for them. That's the way I see it. Because you think back with Jazzy Jay and all of the Transformers and all that, the scratches they was doing, you understand?
Right.
Disco King Mario and all of them. It's like a totally different concept compared to what the DJs are doing now. They're not doing nothing that's too impressive to me. You understand? It's just a regular scratch. Put the song on. Press the button. Push the song on. It's not like it was back then.
Nah, you're right. I mean, you know what? And shout to Red Bull. They just did something in Philly, I think, last night with the DJ battle. So, you know, it's still out there and it's still relevant. And you know, I'm not a DJ, battle DJ. You know, I started out on that. You know what I mean? I had the Transformer mixer, you know, and all of that. But, you know, after a while, it started to become, you know, I wanted to be a party DJ. So party DJs, you got difference of, you know, I could scratch, I could blend, I could do everything.
But yeah, I mean, because you've been there, you know what I mean?
My, you know, now it's all about making that party rock. I need that party to rock. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. We have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a question. I think I was hearing a couple of, I heard Philly, I heard a couple of other places, but I don't think I heard that you do shows in New York. When you come to party with us in New York?
It's all about promoters, and one thing I want to say is, hello, how you doing? And thank you for calling up. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about the promoters. I've DJed in New York plenty of times. I'm from Brooklyn, actually. I'm from New York, East Flatbush.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's all about the promoters. You know, New York is saturated. You understand what I'm saying? Like, New York is saturated with a bunch of DJs, but my affiliations are, like, you know, DJ Self, Envy. You know what I mean? Those are my affiliations thus far as of late. So, you know, I'm in the system, but, you know, it's just saturated up there.
Right. Okay. Well, I admire your work. Keep up the good job.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, the only place, let me ask you. Now, you do it in Jersey. Most of your events are done in Jersey, or have you done them, like, all over?
Jersey, Philly, New York. I'm in AC a lot. I'm in North Jersey a lot. So, you know, I move around. Like, you know, coming up, this week I'm in Charlotte. You know, this week coming up, you know, I'm going to be on the radio. Got a little radio slot out there during the week.
I mean, you could give them that info, too. You know, let them know about that, too. You know, you don't discriminate.
Oh, yeah.
Show love, we show love. That's how it is.
It's WGIV and Charlotte 103.3. I'm going to be doing a lunch mix Wednesday and Thursday. So, you know, it's a tune-in app. You know, I'll send you that information over. You can put that out there. But I'm a guest DJ. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a big situation for me going to another state. You know what I mean? So, just trying to, you know, put the name out there, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, what's the next step for you?
TV, man. You know, I need to be on that 106 and Park stage. I need to, you know, I need to be traveling to Hong Kong and Belgium to DJ the Prince's party. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I need to be making that every day I'm on a flight every weekend somewhere because somebody wants me.
I definitely feel you. But you got a lot of things going on. You got a lot of big things going on as well. Now, has it ever came to a point where you felt like, all right, I'm done DJing? Did you get to that point? At what point is that going to be where you'd be like, all right, I'm done and I'm just going to relax right now. DJ Alamo is retired. I'm not doing this no more.
I guess maybe when I'm able to own my own club and run my own situation. Because that's one of the biggest goals I've had since I was like 10 years old. Like, I want to own my own club. So, you know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, that's when I'll stop, you know what I mean, looking for a gig or taking a gig is when I got my own. But I could sit back and I could have an event run the way I like to see an event run.
So, you know, the phone lines is lit up. We have some new callers on the line and everything. So what I want you to do for me, Alamo, I want you to let them know the events you have going on, where they at.
Okay.
And if you got tickets that you want people to get, let them know that. Let them know all your info.
All right. You know, DJ Alamo, djalamo.com. On Twitter, at DJ Alamo NJ. On Instagram, DJ Alamo NJ. Basically, what I really got going on is, you know, I'll be in Charlotte this week. If anybody's in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'll be down there for the whole week, moving and grooving. When we come back, you know, we'll be at Club Savoy, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Miss Cat from the Bad Girls Club Birthday Bash. You know, just hit me up. You know, I'll get you some information and tickets and all that. But, you know, as of right now, that's the biggest thing that I would want to promote. Everything else is just, you know,
doing
what we do.
I definitely feel you.
Also, I got a mixtape out right now. You know, I got a mixtape just dropped. Respect the DJ.
So,
you know,
on it.
what I'm going to do is, it's not really up on any, it's on like thatcrack.com. It's on a couple sites, but, you know, I didn't put it up on that piff or nothing like that. But, you know, if there's a link, I'll get it to you, baby bro. You could throw it up there for me if you like.
Sure.
Other than that, you know, just grinding.
I feel you. Well, you know what? Get it to me. We definitely going to make it happen because, you know, we got six different episodes a week with eight different hosts. We got the online magazine, GQ Palace. We got the record label about to bounce. So we definitely going to make things happen.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say you got it on record. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you shoot me this whole interview, everything. I'm promoting on my site. I'm promote the whole situation. You know, I appreciate y'all for, just speaking to me, letting me speak my name, letting me promote myself. Anyway, I can help y'all. I'm on board. DJ Alamo is now family. So let's make this, let's make this an all-going thing. And I like the whole caller thing. You know, I want to talk to more people. What's up? Like, well, y'all getting rid of me already.
Yeah, that's why I got to have you back on the longer segment, you know.
Yeah, man.
Because like I
back,
said, that's why I was on it. You know, when I came to you yesterday, I was like, damn, Alamo, damn. You know what I mean? So I had to put you on like a tight segment. But I'm honored that you came on. But you know what? Let me know when you ready. We're going to put you on an hour slot and we're going to make it happen.
Now, y'all give you one. You got my number. You got my info. You know what I'm saying? Baby girl, the boss over there, shout to her. I know she listening. Salute to you, baby girl. You know what I mean? Let's just make it happen. Y'all got the information anytime. I'm waiting for y'all.
Let me just push that on the radio. Bitch, money's the boss.
Hey, boss. Hey. Boss. I'm with you.
But no, that baby girl, she's definitely doing her thing. She's definitely doing it. And, you know, she did a lot of things for us. And she's definitely a boss. Ain't no question about it.
Yeah, let's all talk on the conference on the later note. And let's try to make some things happen. However I can help, you know, let's help each other.
For sure. We will definitely make it happen.
Alright, y'all have a good night. Shout out to everybody on the joint.
For sure.
Alright, cool.
DJ Alamo, Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, we have CEO of Midwest Music Production, Ginger Patterson, and her artist, Amora. She will also be in a scene, and we will also have President William Patterson of Midwest Music Production. So stay right there. And don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For show.
I can be a bad girl if you let me. Push it into turbo, baby, if you with me. I can be a bad girl if you let me. Push it into turbo, baby, if you with me. And I don't even know your name. Swagger, you got it, the game. Yeah, you know that's what you say. That's what you say. Yeah, you know, yeah. Got me drawn into you. Boy, I want it with you. Do things I never do. I'm so feeling good. And I'm ready to try. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me, that got me going insane. So come on, baby, let's leave the place. Don't anxious, I don't wanna wait. Don't wanna wait.
Boy, you got
Hello, welcome back to GQ Palace. I do apologize. We had a little bit of inconvenience going on with Blog Talk Radio. I do apologize to everybody. Welcome back. We're going to repeat that song because it was definitely fire. It's called Green Light by Amara, and we're going to definitely repeat that song. But right now, I have CEO Ginger Patterson from Midwest Music Production. I also have William Patterson, the president from Midwest Music Production, as well as artist Amara from Midwest Music Production. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Good evening.
Yep, right,
good evening, DJ.
Yes.
The name of our company is Midwest Magic Production.
Oh, Magic Production. Thank you for correcting me. I am sorry, and thank you for correcting me. Now, you know, I spoke to you yesterday, Ms. Patterson, and I didn't even figure to ask you, because the vibe was just so good. I was like, you know. So I do apologize. And I do apologize for that technical difficulty that wasn't done by us, that was by the radio station. But we is going to get into that Green Light by Amara, because that track is, it's definitely happening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. That track, all the music we got of y'all is fire. We definitely going to rotate it, because like I said, we have 6 different shows a week, and we definitely going to be rotating them. So it's definitely going to be happening. But
thank you so much, Rich Money.
You're welcome. Now, Ms. Patterson, let me get to you. Okay. Now, you got digital distribution through WMA, World Music Alliance, SMG, Allen Def Jam. Tell us about that.
Well, Allen Def Jam is the person that I went to was name of, with his name is Derek Clark. And I needed my own distribution deal so that I can run my artists through certain companies, but I didn't want to sign onto a major label. Not only do I have distribution through Island Def Jam and WMA label, I also have a distribution through Sony BMG. I am a lifelong member of their company from Soundwave International.
Okay. Now, you work with William Patterson, who we actually going to talk to, the president. Scott.
Hello,
Storch,
how are you?
Good. Okay. And some of them from Def Jam. Tell us about that.
Let's see. We do a lot of big work. It's really fun to work with out of that company. We have a distribution through Def Jam. We've done a lot of good work, and we really enjoy it. The distribution is very good. We've released an artist under that label, and they've been a really good place and a really good distribution company that is kept strong with us.
Now,
I would like to say is that Island Def Jam, they're a great record label. The people that I work with them, they're friendly. They're really down to earth. They're really business oriented, and they try to help you get the everything done and done properly. They have welcomed me with welcome arms. Eugene Josh Scully, I'm working on a project with him right now. He was the record producer that produced Nate Dogg, which Nate Dogg was his cousin. And
okay.
So at this point, we have all joined up together. I, Eugene, and a gentleman by the name of Lucas Lasagna out of New York City. So what we're doing, we're forming a new style of jazz. It's kind of a trip hop mixed in with a trance, mixed in with country, mixed in with old school jazz. It's got a weird feel that gives you like a
it's a nice trip.
Trying to catch the words for it. A movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a modern day form that's taking you into another level. I would say galaxy, you know, taking us to that next level of jazz. Kind of looking beyond the rainbow.
Okay.
And actually, not only are we distributing on the Island Def Jam and WMA record label, we also do our own various distribution ourselves from my own record label. I have everything set up for distribution for artists just underneath Midwest Magic Productions.
Okay, now, Miss Virginia Patterson.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. Now, you work with artists such as Jackie Lee Robinson, former bass player for Prince. He also produced Roots, Brandy, Larry Graham, and more. And he's one of the people, you know, that you work with as well. How did you establish that? What was that feeling like?
When I work with Jackie, it still brings me great pain that he is now not longer with us. He was one of the baddest bass players that you can really think of. He was my teacher, my mentor, my friend. When he brought me to the studio, when I came in there, he just welcomed me with welcome arms. I met him through a gentleman by the name of Marcus, and at that time period, what they do is that they will gut out an entire building. They would take the entire building, gut it out, and just build studios in them. And then no one would ever know that they were even there because they bought an apartment building, so the apartment building looked like a complex, so you wouldn't know that there were studios in there. So when I met Jackie, he wanted to have me, he had me come over. The gentleman, Marcus, told him I had a strong vocal, strong voice, and I can write music. So when I sat down to talk with Jackie Lee Robinson, I was really nervous. I was really, really afraid because you just don't expect to meet these kind of people. And so I sat down, and he said, first of all, let me see your notebook. I want to see how you write. And at the point, I took out like 2 or 3 notebooks, and honestly, nothing was organized.
Wow.
Things were all over the place. He was looking at the notebook, and then he looked at me and he said, the first thing you're going to do is organize your notebook. You're going to organize all your lyrics. You're going to put it in form where you have an A chorus, a B chorus, a verse, and then, you know, we can sit here and write the song. So the first day he spent with me an entire day just on organizing me on how to write music, how to write lyrics, how to organize in a sense of, even if you have an extra word you want to put here for the B chorus or an extra lyric that you need to be added, I had to incorporate every idea on that piece of paper to make it look like it was a painting, because you have to, when you're writing a song, it has to tell a story. So your words and everything had to be organized enough in order to project that when you're in the vocal group. So my first day with him was organization. And he was so patient.
Wow. You know, it's good that you have, you know, at least you have memories and everything to remember you by as well. Now, have you opened for any showcases for any artists that's out?
Not at the moment. I've been doing a lot of production and producing. I'm, as I explained to you, I'm really a shy person, so I'd rather stay behind the scenes. I'd rather stay behind the scenes and write and produce and work on music and development rather than to be on the stage. However, when I'm on stage, I do enjoy myself as well. I got to sing on stage with Yarbos and Peoples, and that was down here in Dallas, Texas, at the Ovation Nightclub. And what had happened, it was really electrifying. It was just a lot of artists, or famous artists from everywhere, got together and we had a personal jam session. And it was just like, wow, I just never expected to be in a room of such magnitude of talent. And Alisa People, beautiful person. Never met a woman like her. I mean, she just glowed, you know. She was just like breathtaking and warm, you know. When I got on stage, she introduced me very well, and it was just fun. We all had a good time.
Wow.
It was just fun. And it's like, you know, in the old days, when artists of that magnitude got together, they were just having a big party. They was having a jam session. They was enjoying music for music's sake. There was no big eyes or little U's. It's that we were just all combining our talent and sharing it with each other, you know? So that was a highlight of my day down here in Dallas, Texas, which was to meet with Yarbos and People and members of the Gap Band.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into one of the singles, In Their Shoes. Somebody tell me about that single.
I guess I can start with that one.
Oh, yes. I was waiting.
Since I was actually one of the writers behind it and the one that actually did the music co-production and arrangement. The song behind In Their Shoes was really an emotional piece. We were hearing about so many things that were going on in the world with the economy and the way it was going and people losing their jobs and people going through so many things. And you see that once somebody was your friend one day, but when they go through a problem the next, no one's there to really look at what they're truly going through.
Mm-hmm.
And homelessness, friendlessness, sickness are all things that people go through in daily lives that some people are there, and then others look at it as an oh well situation. We can't help you. But if they understood the way it felt in someone else's shoes, or to be in those shoes of those people, maybe their eyesight and their mindset and their hearts and souls will change. And that is what the song basically encompasses. It really takes the soul of looking at the other side of the track, the other side of what's really going on with people, and how you can make a change by just walking in their shoes.
Okay. So you know what, Mr. William, I would like for you to introduce that next single, the first single.
All right. This is Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to In Their Shoes by Journo and Ginger Patterson.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Mm-hmm. been losing control. He got caught in the life of false riches and gold. Caught in what he did, but was never told. It was a wrong way to go. Cause he grew up in a broken home. He was always on his own.
Are y'all still there?
No, yeah, we're still here.
Wow, that is a pretty song. Who actually did that song?
Miss Ginger Patterson. Also, me, my alias Journal. I go by William Patterson as a producer, but I'm also a singer myself. I go by the alias of Journal.
Yes, and we about to get into with you right now. Now, Mr. William Patterson, you're not only a president, you're also a client. No, let me... No, but you are an up-and-coming artist as well. Now, how did you actually get into the music industry, into the music scene, period?
Well, I've grown up in it my entire life. As you know, Miss Ginger Patterson is also my mother in running her own company. And what happened is that we worked side by side, hand in hand, diligently. She took me from the time I was 5 years old, training me, drilling me, till I was perfected. She harnessed my skills. She saw what I had and what I didn't have, my strengths and weaknesses. She took my strengths and made them even stronger. She took my weaknesses and made them just as strong as my strengths. Without her, without each other, we just couldn't do what we do on an everyday basis. She was my reason for getting into music. She was the person that inspired me through her voice and her talent and her creativity to formulate my own creativity, and then to share it with her and for us to grow as a company and share it to our artists and the rest of the world.
Okay. Now, you're also an engineer. Excuse me. And your music is done with video games. What made y'all start making music like that?
Well, we started a thing called Gamer Pop. And Gamer Pop is, you have a population that is unseen of gamers, that people play video games nonstop. They're bigger than most blockbuster films these days. And it was a thing of saying, we heard this song and we just had this idea. It really came from nothing. And we just ran with it. And we said, we are going to make a song that is going to pertain to every single gamer out there. People that, you know, that go out every single day and spend $60 buying something for their Xbox 360 or their PlayStation 3 that they can listen to and vibe to and like listening to and enjoy. And so we formulated the song called, the original name of the song is Heart of Gold. And basically, it's everything that culminates gamers. It's everything that culminates video games. It's everything that culminates the electronic genre, the electronic movement. And
what we did was we took video games that everyone played with, like your pinball machine became on the song. It becomes your snare and your drum kit. Your strings might be that funny sound that was inside incorporated in that video game. So we took a small portion of that, a little bit of Pac-Man or Atari. We even went back to Atari and grabbed a small sound from Atari. We went and got at least 100 to 200 different sounds in order to make an entire song out of nothing but video game sound. Just to let the industry know that you do not have to use an instrument to create a song. That you can use the sound, you can use sounds around you and create an entire song without an instrument. We just wanted to mess up the industry a little bit. We wanted to give them something to think.
A little bit
of psychology there, you know, like there's so much to do with music and to explore with music. And we just wanted to say to some of those other producers out there, Midwest Magic is here. We're not going away.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, Yeah, it is something to think about. It definitely is. And what I want to do right now, I want to get into Amora's, one of her singles, Green Light, that had got cut off earlier because of technical difficulties. And then I want to come back and we discuss y'all, me and Amora, because we got some more singles that we'd like to get into. All right?
Okay.
Is that all right with y'all?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, we have some callers, so we're going to take some callers as well. All right? All right, Dons and Divas. Here's Amora from Magic, from Midwest Magic Production, Green Light, right here on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
GQ Palace.
This is a GQ Palace.
I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo. Baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo. Baby, if you with me, and I don't even know your name. You got swagger, you got it again. Yeah, you know.
Okay, you know what? I'm starting to figure that maybe that's the single. Hello, are y'all there?
I'm
yes,
here.
We're here.
Yes, I think that's the track because it just did the same exact thing.
Wow.
Same exact spot. Yes, that's exactly
just
what it is. With our operator is looking at the time on it. Yep, the time on it is exactly 1:47. Now I'm feeling that single right there. I could be a bad girl. Y'all gotta send us that whole single, so we
for
can
sure.
actually rotate it. Y'all definitely have to send it to us, so we could definitely rotate it. But yeah, the minute as I'm looking at it is 1:47. So when it did cut off last time, we thought it was actually Blog Talk, but it wasn't. It was actually the single.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happened. But y'all definitely have to send us that whole single so we could play it and everything. And I want to get into another one, Miss Vanity. But first I want to talk to Amora for a minute. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, now, how did you meet with Ginger Patterson?
I met Mrs. Ginger Patterson when I was young and several years ago, actually, and we started to work on an album. I was signed with a label called TLM, and they hired Mrs. Patterson and William Patterson to basically do some artist development and production and engineering and vocal training, and Mrs. Patterson definitely just stepped into the role as becoming one of my mentors, and unfortunately, things didn't go as planned with that company, and everyone lost communication, but William and I reconnected again a couple of years ago, and we were talking about doing a pop album, so I ended up, you know, flying down to Texas to record my most recent album called Breaking Bridges, so it was a great experience.
Now, how did you come up with your name, Amora?
The name Amora originates from my father's name. So my grandfather, his last name is Adore. And my father and I, we were going over some names that I could use because my government name is Latoya Jackson, so I can't use that name. But, you know, we were brainstorming. and he wanted me to go by Adora, and I'm like, no, that sounds like a little girl, you know, I'm a woman. So I ended up, you know, just switching the D with the M, and we came up with Amora.
Okay. Now, you was also affiliated in a liquid energy drink formed by Ice T and requested to be the promotional model. What was that experience like?
It was really fun. We got to be a part of different stage acts, you know, like with Big Boy. We got to be a part of one of his acts at First Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they did their little famous song, you know, Sorry Miss Jackson. So we kind of toyed around with that because my last name is Jackson. And then I met Mike Jones when he had first came out, and he had his new single, Mike Jones. And so it was a good opportunity to get out there and, you know, be in that type of field and that industry, and just, I think it definitely helped mold me.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you and Miss Patterson this question. Now, in 2006, y'all lost connection, and in 2011, y'all met back up to record the pop R&B album. Tell us about that.
Well, I guess I can tell my version, and then she can tell her version, because I'm not sure, you know, if we had the same version. But the last that I remembered, like I said, I was young, and I was being pulled in different directions. I was signed to that other label called TLM, and I honestly I didn't know which way to go, so whatever they wanted me to do, I did. From my recollection, they were unfair to Mrs. Patterson, and, you know, she had to definitely look out for herself and her label, and we sat down, we talked about it, you know, during the split, and, you know, I told her I didn't know what was going on, and she didn't know if she could really trust me, and I understand that now, because she didn't know what I knew, you know, even though I'm coming to her straight, I don't know what's going on, you know, she can't really go by that, and plus I was, you know, I was bound in a contract, so she couldn't really take me and put me on her label because that would go against my contract. What ended up happening was years later, we still kept contact, you know, every once in a while, you know, hi, how are you doing, you know, here and there. And she ended up relocating down to Texas, so it made it even more difficult to stay in contact with them. But, yeah, basically, we started talking again, you know, a couple of years ago through William, and I'm sure that he ran it past her, and she told me, you know, you're going to have to, you know, regain my trust, and you're going to, you know, and that's basically what I had to do. I had to prove myself, you know, and it made it easier that the label I was previously with, that they had, you know, they were no longer anymore, so it basically voided my contract to make me available as an artist, so,
Okay, well, we got some callers on the line. Is everybody still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
My question is, do you think it's a conflict being a labor and an artist?
Who wants to take that one? I guess I could take that one. Since I'm both anyway. The balance is always a hard thing because
you're trying to do both. You're trying to run a company and be an artist at the same time.
Okay.
When you're trying to balance two, when you're trying to balance two very huge careers,
right.
Sometimes you have to give and pull. You know, sometimes you have to be in the studio when you'd rather be on the road. Sometimes you have to be in a meeting when you'd rather be in the studio singing. And
okay.
it's a part of time management and give and take to where you want to see yourself eventually in the long term future of your company and of your career. If you want to be the big, you know, artist on the stage all the time, you know, doing shows, constantly performing, you're going to put more attention towards your career as an artist. If you want to be more of a business person, more of the producer, more of the writer, more of those things, you're going to obviously put more of your career towards that. It's all what you decide to balance in your career to push you to where you want to eventually see yourself as a full-grown artist or full-grown producer or engineer.
Hello.
Great answer.
Hello, William.
Yes.
I think William called dropped.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ms. Patterson,
he was definitely getting into it. he was giving me what I wanted to hear.
Okay, Ms. Patterson, you want to continue with that?
Well, it's basically the same thing that he was saying, is that for me, I like writing. I like producing. I like being behind the board. I like developing an artist. So I pulled back on my music career, my projects, so that I can write and produce and engineer. I find that I'm more creative that way. Than to want to get on stage and perform all the time, because there's different natures in people. Some people are extroverts. Some people are introverts. I'm an introvert,
wow.
So that makes me not wanting to get on stage and perform in front of millions and millions of people. That's not what I would like to do. But I would rather for persons to listen to the quality of sound and production and the lyrics of a song and an artist's voice and style rather than for me to be on stage.
Okay.
So
I think we have.
That's how I juggle myself.
I think we have Mr. Patterson back with us. Are you back with us?
Yeah, sorry,
William,
my call dropped.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
William, did you drop your phone in the water again?
No. Sometimes it's fun too, though. That's always great.
He's doing that juggling act right now, you know, where he's trying to hold the phone and not push all the buttons on it.
Okay.
But you were getting deep, I have to say, William, with your answer to that question. And
thank
your
you.
Mother, your mother summed it up to the, I think, exact thing where you were going. So, I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know. And I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, keep up the good work. I see you going far, honestly.
Thank you.
You know, and it's a beautiful thing because, you know, hey, some people strive to do one thing and go into a different total mode. But
mm-hmm.
you guys seem like that you're really, you know, we're talking to three people in one, basically. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's like three people, but you all doing some good things. And I know you got God first, so I know that you're going to make it to the top.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to say good luck. I enjoy what I've heard already, and be blessed.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
So, we have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a comment and a question. My comment is, I've heard some beautiful voices. The voice you have, I don't know who, you know, whose voice is whose, but the songs that I've heard, the voices are beautiful. And my question is, when is your next public performance? Are there any tours coming up, or?
We're trying to. You want to take that one?
Yes. What we're doing right at the moment right now is that Amora has shows right now that she's doing, and then we're with a company, I don't know if you ever heard of Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
Herbalife is a nutritionist like organization, like with Weight Watchers.
Kind of like Weight Watchers.
Right.
Yeah, so they're basically our sponsors, and that we plan on doing a lot of shows during the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And so they're sending us up for, like, L.A. and Minnesota, but we will be doing shows on the West Coast mostly.
Uh-huh.
And then, they're, you know, our music goes on top of Herbalife, some of their video, exercise videos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in exchange for us to become spokesperson of Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
But we are planning on getting a tour together. I have to be up in New York to work with Lucas Lasagna, and
mm-hmm.
so I'm working on an album with a gentleman that's from New Jersey and New York up there. He's fabulous. So
wow.
I should, after I leave from Dallas and go up to Minnesota, and then from Minnesota to New York. To work.
Wow. Well, I look forward to hearing and seeing the success of you guys and gals' work. Continued success. I am a new fan of yours, and God bless with all that you do.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you, our fans. We really do. And if you can possibly, if I can send you a CD, if I send one to either Miss Polite or Rich Money, to give to you as a gift, if you can give them your address and email, I would gladly do that.
Wonderful.
Wow.
I hope you listen, and Rich Money and Lupita Polite. Wonderful. Thank you so much, and God bless. Continued success.
Now, I want to get into another single, Miss Vanity. Tell me a little bit about that single.
Okay, Miss Vanity is a song that is written and sung by me, Journal. Basically, the song is a consistent song of every girl has a thing of telling a guy how much they can't do for them and how much they don't like them and how much they don't like what a man does. And so my song, Miss Vanity, is a totally different perspective. It's the 180 in saying, you know, maybe you're asking for too much. Maybe you're trying to assimilate to something that is obtainable but high maintenance. It's like saying, you want that Bentley, but the guy that may want to love you and care about you may only drive a Honda. You know,
I like that.
It's about, you know, and sometimes it's not always about money when you need to be held and when you need to have that person that loves you. And it's basically a guy telling a girl that you can't take the money to the bank and think it's going to love you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't take a rich guy or a rich lifestyle and think it's going to pay off with you finding the love of your life. And some women mistake the infatuation of money and security with the thought of love, and it's not. And so Miss Vanity is encompassing that entire feeling of men and how we feel when we're with a girl that wants the $1 million that we don't, that we all don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Not every man has $1 million to give to a woman or to give her everything she desires in life. But we can give them love. We can give them respect. We can give them the things that she deserves. And it's just basically her taking a look at herself to check what she feels.
Well, when we wrote the song, we were saying that there are really some vanity women out there that think they're all that in the back of freaking shit.
Yeah, so and that's the same thing.
We wrote it as a sarcasm to wake people up that, you know, they really don't, I mean, you know, they're not all what it is cracked up to be that they think they are in their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we put together Miss Vanity in order to bring out more of the sarcasm of some of these women that really are all in the clouds somewhere. We brought them down a little step. That's what we wanted to do. Evil kill, balance yourself. Bring yourself back to your right mind.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas. There's some more fire by Midwest Magic Production. Miss Vanity by William Patterson. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You think you're special, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right mind. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you loved, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the sky? Can you make love to the sky? Baby, let's go to the right. But can I give you dignity? Then I can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, 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 never.
No.
Perfect, but you're truly flawed.
Something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be gone. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sleep with shopping bags in your checkbook.
Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Can I get you?
never. No, no, baby, never. Never, 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 never.
Wow, I was dead. Wow, I'm feeling that right there. That right there is just. And how did y'all come up with that concept?
It was just basically saying that, you know, basically telling a girl that, she, you know, she may think that she has all these things, but she lacks so much. And the concept just came from us reversing the psyche that some women think that they are so, that they have this giant ego. And some, you know, and most, you know, we decided that as men, we want to show them that some women do possess this giant ego. And, you know, one of the lines is, you think you're perfect, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? And it's basically to look at her and say, you know, you think in your mind that you have these gifts about you, but maybe they're your flaws. Maybe because you think you're all this, you're not. You think you're perfect, but when everyone else sees you, you may not be that. You know, you may think that you have this grand look about you, but sometimes we know beauty is only skin deep.
You're absolutely right. And right now, we actually have went into the archives, which means that everybody that's on the air right now is listening. And Amora Call had dropped. So unless y'all can put her on a two-way to actually bring her back on, because she won't be able to call back in, because it's actually in the archives right now. So whoever we have on the line right now, that's who's actually on the line.
Liam, is it possible that you can probably put her on three-way?
Yes, you can do that. If you call her right now, she'll be right back on.
Okay, let me see if I can do a three-way. Give me 1 second.
So you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into another single that was done, Last Chance. While y'all work on getting Amora back on the line.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That is beautiful.
Tell her, okay, can somebody tell us a little bit about Last Chance real fast?
Last Chance, we were thinking of love, and sometimes you really have these fairy tale romances of love, or that you finally realize that you're in love with a certain person, and you make up your mind and decision to go ahead that extra level, that extra step. Such as buying, you know, the man buying the woman the wedding ring.
I'm here.
But,
okay, cool.
But,
oh, okay,
but
there you go.
What happens is that you might miss that destiny. And someone might not even be able to come to the light and say to that person that you really love them. So 20 years go by and you miss that love that you should have told that you loved them. And so when we wrote the song, we were writing it on that factor, that last chance was based off of sometimes we miss the opportunity to be with the right person, the right time, and your whole life goes by and you're still in love with that person, but then you had kids by someone else and they got married and just time just flies. But it's that one last chance, if they would have mingled, then they would have been together. So it's one of our soundtracks that we did. We were thinking motion picture.
Okay. Well, we're gonna get into that right now. We have Amora back on the line, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna get into Last Chance. All right? All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger. Last Chance. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, love it.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ
Palace exclusive.
Hey, LaToya.
Hey.
Cinderella dress on, her face in her hands. She's been waiting too long now, and midnight has come around. All dreams have been shattered now. She's breaking down. Tears are falling, heart is breaking, running.
Love about y'all songs, it's the fact of how y'all have y'all stories as well to blend in with everything, and that's what I love most about y'all singles.
Thank you.
Now let me ask y'all, Midwest Magic Production, is it a record label as well or just a production company?
It is both a label and production company. We run it as a label. We also produce and we do engineering, and we do the whole shebang from management to consultation, promotion, everything under the sun, videography even. Anything under the sun that it takes to make an artist, we do it. We try to do everything that it takes to bring an artist to the forefront. That means hiring videographers, photographers. We hire engineers. We hire, you know, and we work all together as a network. And so we basically are both. We basically do everything there is as a company.
Okay, we have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Good evening. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I just wanted
to say... Wow, I like that voice. It sounds very sexy.
Wow, for real? I just wanted to call...
You just laid it down on a grown woman. Boy, it was hay.
Wow, thank you. I just wanted to call and tell you all that your music is on top. You know, keep up the good work and just do it. Do it, seriously, because I have no complaints with your music. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're making us blush.
You know,
who am I
speaking
to?
This is Jerry.
Say that your name again.
Jerry. Jerry.
Shout out to you, Jerry. Hey.
Thank you. You know, and honestly, I will definitely listen to you guys' music.
Oh,
I love
thank you.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And have a great night.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Now, let me ask all y'all, what's the best thing y'all like about being the Midwest Magic Production?
Who wants to start?
I'll start. The question was, what is the best thing I like about Midwest Magic Production?
Yes.
I personally, as an artist under the label, just feel really blessed to be a part of such a great label where, you know, we have awesome writers, producers, engineers, mentors, you know, and who know the ins and outs of the business. They know what they're doing. And one thing that Midwest Magic takes pride in is finding an artist sound or style, you know, because that's definitely what they've done for me. You know, I was stuck in R&B hip-hop for so long because that's what I loved and that's what I grew up on. But I was in denial about which genre I should be in. And, you know, if it wasn't for Mrs. Patterson and William Patterson, I wouldn't have found my pop sound. So,
okay.
What we do is that at Midwest Magic, we find your style. If you know, music is mathematically combined by algorithms and logarithms, which I have a background in calculus 6, and I like math. Yeah, I like math. So. Everything is on a voice wave, on voice pattern, algorithm. And so I would listen to a person's voice like a wave and then try to figure out where in that voice, where the uniqueness comes in at. Some type of vibrato or a phrase she might say would be, that's where her style is. That's where their style is. That's where their brand is. And then I can brand the voice. I can pull it. I can pull that unique style out of them once I hear it on that wave within my, you know, my own mind, you know, my creativity. And so I specialize in pulling the uniqueness out of a person's voice, their style. I don't ever want an artist to sound like someone else that's already in the business. I think that people want to hear, again, different styles of vocals like they were in the past. You know, you had your Aretha Franklin, you had your Elle Green. Everyone had a unique style. Now, what happened to music is that you have so many people that listen to other people's style and they're trying to be copycat. They're trying to copy them. And in the past, you had people, producers like Quincy Jones, and you had producers like, you know, that were in the business that knew the difference of Willie Mitchell, that knew how to take a person's voice and make it creative to build off.
So, from me as an engineer's perspective, I agree with her in several ways on how it takes so much to create a sound for somebody, because it is all in their voice. It is all in the way that their voice travels and how it runs and how the pitch is and whatever it is that makes them special. And finding that sound and matching it with that special voice, that special whatever they have, the charisma, the diction, the what they're putting out there and what they're saying to their heart. And there are so many big things that you can do within just a person's voice that will make them a number one hit by just their originality. So I really agree with that. I really agree with what she's saying.
Can I add to that really quick, too?
Sure.
I wanted to say that Midwest Magic not only helps people develop, you know, their own style, the artists help them develop their own sound and style, but they also create timeless music, and that's important, you know, to have longevity in this music industry. Like, every song that they have created, you can go back and listen to it again and still fall in love with it over. So I think that's an important aspect to have, too. So.
Okay. Now let me ask LaToya, you one more question.
LaToya, we love you. You know that.
I love you so much.
You know,
all the way down to Texas.
So you were one of those artists that listen, walk in the room, and I don't have to argue, fight, and fuss to try to explain something to them. I don't have to pull out a 500-page book and pamphlet to lay down what's necessary to be done. LaToya, she's just cooperative. She does everything that when we say, well, this is what we need to do, the next step, the next level, even on the business thing, she's just a breath of fresh air. And I'm selective when it comes to artists, because you got artists that want to walk inside your studio and tell you what they're going to do and not have the understanding of just vocals. Can't tell you what a triad is. Don't understand the scale. So when Amora came in or LaToya came in, she was so open to learn. And she didn't close her mind not to learn. She just wants to absorb more. And that's what makes my job fun. It makes it really fun when I got an artist that comes in and they're just all excited. They just want to learn everything that we got, and they want to do everything. Man, it's just a breath of fresh air to me. But when you got an artist that walk in the door and automatically they just attitude, like, you know, they just know it all. And then there's certain things that you can't tell them because of hearsay by Uncle John said it's supposed to be this way, or Aunt Sally needs it to be this way, and they won't listen to any rhyme or reason. But LaToya came in with a positive attitude. She stays with a positive attitude. We cry together. We laugh together. We're a family.
We sure did. We're dysfunctional, but we're a family.
We're a family.
That's what's good, and that's what's good about the whole thing. Now, let me ask y'all one more question, because I don't want us to get cut off in the archives and everything. So let me ask y'all one more question. What's the next step for Midwest Magic Productions?
You want me to answer that, you guys?
Yeah, you take that one.
You want to know the vision. Midwest Magic Productions is a community-based production label. My hopes and dreams were to take an artist so that they could be self-reliant. That means that we give back to the community. My thing is that we do videos, we do movies, we take the proceeds of the stuff that we do, movies and videotapes, and I personally would like to invest it into black co-ops, cooperative stores, black credit unions, things that, you know, we need within side of a community, co-op apartments, you know, where black people share the dividends of the apartment that they live in so that they could feel like I own something than still just be in an apartment. A grocery store that they all put in the money together, that they all benefit from all the produce and the products that are there. And with the sales of our albums, we can help our community and branch out so that we all grow together is what my vision has always been with Midwest Magic production. I like to see my team go into the movie business or doing videos. And my next agenda is that I am a designer. I like to design and invent video games. I have three video games that I have invented. I have electronics that I have invented, from a microphone that I have to making a new sound keyboard. Because, see, we have 88 keys on a keyboard, but then we don't hear all those notes that are off key. Those are also notes too. So we can actually build a keyboard that will play those off sync notes, which will also be considered music or considered music notes. It's those ones that when you play a kazoo and you slide into a note, or when you say, well, that note is flat. Well, the person really isn't flat. They're just hitting notes that we have not connected with as being notes. So there's a lot of things that I see as visions for Midwest Magic as becoming inventors, community business people, investing in stock, having my artists take their proceeds of good money, getting them settled so they know something about the stocks, so that they buy into stocks so that they don't ever have to be broke. I see a wider base than them just saying, okay, I'm going to take my money and buy a house. Well, house is not an investment when you got a pharmaceutical company that you can invest your money in that will benefit you in the future, you know, when you get old and gray. So with my artists, I like to take them to those levels where they're going to invest their money into cooperatives or apartment buildings or property, something that they can stand substantial with. So those are my visions with my artists. That's where I like to see my company grow into.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I want to thank y'all for joining us. You know, Ms. Patterson, William, I'm all y'all welcome anytime. I need y'all to
send
me that single, like I said, Green Light, because we're also going to be circulating some of your singles on a Wednesday night show as well. So we have six different shows a week with eight different hosts. So on Wednesdays as well, we're going to be circulating some of your singles on that show as well as Friday. Because they got to hear these singles. But I need that Green Light with the whole thing. Now, would I like to give the information so everybody could contact out? Yes.
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 Yes, I'd like to give the information so the listeners can contact y'all. Give them all your information.
Sure. I have social networks. I am at facebook.com/ Amora Music, music spelled either way, M-U-S-I-C or M-U-S-I-Q, Amora with a H at the end. You can also find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on Reverb Nation. So just Google me. The album is also available on iTunes, Amazon, eMusic. Just Google it. You should be able to find it, and I appreciate the support.
All
you
right.
can find me. You can find me at www.facebook.com/ This Is Journal. That is also my Twitter. This Is Journal. You can also find me on Reverb Nation under This Is Journal. You can also reach me through Midwest Magic Entertainment on Facebook. So that would be Midwest Magic Entertainment or Midwest Magic Productions. You can find us under both. You can always contact us through that.
Anyone who would like to contact Ms. Patterson, all you have to do is Google my name and Ginger Patterson Midwest Magic. I will come up all over the net. That's all you have to do. It will take you to various website pages, and I'm free to talk to you. LinkedIn is a great place for you to talk to me and meet me. I will answer you back on LinkedIn. So please feel free just to type in and just introduce yourself. I would love to have you guys join my page.
Sure, we sure will. And I want to tell you, Ms. Patterson, it was an honor having y'all on, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much, Rich Money. I really want to appreciate. Can I say a few more things that before I leave?
Sure.
I just wanted to say some things to people back home in Minnesota that, you know, you have been truly missed. And Mrs. Patterson is ready to come home. Love you guys.
All right. And like I said, make sure you get us that single. But you can call the same number on Wednesday night to listen in, because we're going to be playing Miss Vanity and all that as well. All right?
Yes, we will. Wednesday at what time of Rich Money?
On Wednesdays, it's from 8 to 10. That's with the Diva Squad. That's with three females.
8 to 10. I will be advertising it on the net then.
Okay. Once again, when you're ready to come back, just let us know.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas. I want to thank Ms. Ginger Patterson. I want to thank of CEO Midwest Magic Production. I want to thank William Patterson, President of Midwest Magic Production, and I also want to thank Amora, artist of Midwest Magic Production. That's who that was, Dons and Divas. All right, that's it for tonight's show. Once again, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above. Because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to give a special shout out to my cousin Do Work. I'm on my way. A shout out to Sheila Combabatch. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Sheila. I'm so sorry. Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. Sheila Combabatch. It's her birthday. I want to give a late birthday related out to Arlene Jones, my aunt. I want to tell all y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace. Don't forget, we have 6 different episodes a week with 8 different hosts. On Sundays, we have Spiritual Sundays with Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, where she has the most powerful ministers, evangelists, elders and pastors on. They speak scriptures from the Bible. They also play gospel music. You could call in and give your testimony as well. That's on Sundays from 7 to 9. On Mondays, it's Ratchet, adults only. Please, no children for Mondays from 7 to 9. That's Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas. After Steph Dallas from 7 to 9 on Monday, we have Relationalizing Deceit with Dr. Feelgood. Once again, please, all my listeners, that is not for adults. That's a Ratchet show. It's for parental advice. Explicit context will be used on Monday's show. On Tuesday, we have GQ Palace Sports, GPS with the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture in sports. So you say you know about sports, call in. Let's see what you know about. On Wednesdays, the mayor is from 8 to 10. On Tuesdays, the sports is from 8 to 10. On Wednesdays, from 8 to 10, you have Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Rachel, Shelly, and T, putting it down, playing the hottest slow jams in R&B, and discussing their grown and sexy topics. That's from 8 to 10 on Wednesdays. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. And on Friday, you're back again with Rich Money from 6 to 9, having a random guest for the GQ General Question. Also, up-and-coming artists playing two or three of their tracks, as well as special guest appearance. Once again, I want to give my special guest appearance to Ginger Patterson, CEO of Midwest Magic Productions. This is Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Once again, you were tuned in to Love Entertainment here on GQ Palace.
It's butter, baby!
For show.
Waiting in the hole if they test you. I sacrifice it all.